media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global predatory parasite state is carrying out all of its plans to set up a tyrannical one-world government. We're here desperately trying to get people to get past all their left-right distractions and diversions, or what country they're from, or what color they are, and to realize that we have a global scientific dictatorship that has studied how humans operate, and they are punching our buttons, they are manipulating us, they are controlling us. It is the 16th day of June 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I will be in studio for the next hour, then Jason Burmes for the following three. I made a promise to my family that my children are growing up and I hardly ever get to spend more than a few hours a day with them, that I'd take a few days off because I was out of town for Bilderberg. That's why I may not be at 9/11/2008. I want to be there, but I'm trying to finish two films right now. Truth Rising's done, but it's being mastered and being mass-produced later this week. And I'm trying to finish Fabled Enemies with Jason Burmes before 2008 is over, while 9/11 is at its peak. And I'm doing so many other issues. People want me to go to the DNC and cover that police state in Denver. They want me to go to these other events, but then I'm just completely out of town on top of my heavy workload, and then I don't even see my family. But I'll take the next few days off, and then I'll be back later in the week, and Burmes again will be sitting in. We appreciate him doing that. A lot of big guests lined up for you this week. But I did go ahead and come in this morning because I literally can't control myself. I have such a passion to want to warn you, such a passion to want to cover what's happening in the world, that I was supposed to, spend time with family today, and I'm just couldn't control myself. Here I am. Here I am. And so the next hour, I'm going to try to cover this big stack of news, a bunch of news from today and some news yesterday I never got to on the Sunday show. Report: Blackwater Worldwide purchasing Brazilian-made fighter planes. Nuclear ring reportedly had advanced design. Get Osama bin Laden before I leave office, Bush orders. British Special Forces. Gingrich says Supreme Court decision will cost us a city. More terrorism from him. I'm going to cover that first in detail. Top court eases rules for foreigners to stay in the U.S. illegally. The Marxist roots of global warming scare. U.S. blogger charged with insulting a Singapore judge. Saudi king, we will pump more oil. Tentative accord on spy bill, immunity sources, the end of the Fourth Amendment, Reuters. McCain attacks Guantanamo rulings as the worst in history. Irish voters reject EU treaty. I know we've been covering this since Friday, but we'll talk about the ramifications of what this means. A big, big victory. Fed farms out imprisoned slaves to make corporations rich. And I know about this. You know about this. We all know about it. But do you know the full details, the full magnitude? They're not just making furniture and license plates or cutting the highways, trimming the grass. They are engaged in slave labor under orders. They are put in the hold. They are tortured, basically. Now, they are not even fed subsistence food unless they work as slaves. And they are taking computer jobs. They are taking telecommunications jobs. They are taking secretary jobs. And, in fact, now they're competing with India and the illegal aliens. People talk about the illegal aliens driving down wages or outsourcing doing it. What about 4 million people in prison, more than 8 million in the system in and out of prison, millions of them competing against our jobs for profit, not for the prisons? We pay the taxes for the prisons, and then private groups get the slave labor. So now when you get sent to the government slave camp, you have to work. So I thought we'd cover some of that as well. More on their plan to shut down the web, which, unbelievably, I heard national radio this weekend as they were promoting the idea on a computer show of how wonderful it is. So we will break it all down after this quick break. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to make several key announcements at the bottom of this hour in 22 minutes. So call your neighbors, your friends, your family, folks that you know are regular listeners on the AM and FM dial, shortwave internet satellite. Tell them to tune in. Or when the show rebroadcasts on the web starting at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern, tell people to tune in because it is important information and points that we need to be made. Several points. I'm also going to try to have a cogent, calm little five-minute message for the neocons. You know that Mark Dice, last week, Michael Reagan, one of the biggest talk show hosts in the country, called for his murder, contracted for his murder, and other 9/11 truthers said that he would pay to have us killed, pay to have the bullets paid for to have us killed. Mark Dice is going to be popping in for about 10, 15 minutes in the next hour when Burmese is sitting in for me, Jason Burmese. And then today he's scheduled to be going on Michael Reagan's show, where Michael Reagan personally called him a few days ago and said that he's going to apologize on air. That's going to go basically like this. Well, you know, I had just been meeting with the troops a few days before. Watch, this is what will be said. And they told me how much they love the war and how much they're committed to it and how they're all for it and how they love all the lies we've told them. And they were, you know, just really need our support. And I was just so mad at him for what he's doing to the troops and the treason he's committing that I went a little too far and said that he should be killed. And I didn't mean that, and nobody should hurt him. But it is treason, and I think that they should be tried for treason. Now, watch. That's what they're going to say. How do I know? Because I talked to several people that talked to Mike Reagan, somebody in talk radio who talked to him this weekend who I won't name, Mark Dice, who talked to him, and we posted a story from Op-Ed News from someone who had his number and talked to him, who he knows a good writer and trustworthy, plus it matches the two people that I talked to that I know talked to Reagan, and that's basically what he's saying. So not a hard prediction when we already know what his story is. And people can say, well, you know, why is this such a big news story? Why have you posted probably 15 articles on InfoWars and Prison Planet from your sites and other sites? Why are you? Because if they can set the precedent to sit up there and say we need to be murdered, if they can go along with this White House talking point that we know is a White House talking point, saying 9/11 truthers with no evidence bombed the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center in Times Square. In the months previous to that, they in unison on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, all said that the military, quote, needs to be used against us, that we are going to carry out terrorism, that we are treasonous, that we need to be arrested, that we need to be tasered, that we need to be beaten, that we need to be taken to secret camps. All of this has been said. We've played the clips. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Joe Scarborough. The list of individuals that have said this goes on and on and on. It is a talking point. Geraldo Rivera. That is a White House talking point. Mike Reagan, of course, was photographed. He went to the White House, met with Bush, and was, quote, given talking points. They hide all of this in plain view. That should show everybody that they are scared of us, that they know we're hitting very close to the nerve, that the bullet is hitting the bone in the info war. And that it is shattering their fraud and their lies and their pretext to control and enslave our society. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Newt Gingrich. This weekend he was on one of the news shows, Face the Nation, and here he is engaging in psychological warfare and terrorism, saying we're going to lose a city. Now, and he gives this speech every week. In the full speech, he says, to a nuke. In the Face of the Nation, he did not say we would lose a city to a nuke. He just said we will lose a city. But that goes without saying, lose a city. To lose a city would have to be a atomic weapon of some type. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
The problem with Obama is he's wrong. It's not that he's inexperienced. It's that his policies are wrong. He applauded this court decision. This court decision is a disaster, which could cost us a city. And the debate ought to be over whether or not you're prepared to risk losing an American city on behalf of five lawyers. It was a 5-4 decision. And five lawyers have decided that the Supreme Court counts more than the Congress and the President combined in national security. That has never been true in American history. That ought to be a principled argument between McCain and Obama about whether or not you're prepared to allow any random nutcake district judge who has no knowledge of national security to set the rules for terrorists.
Briefly.
Okay, let's walk through the fallacies in that. Gingrich sat on the Council on Foreign Relations Committee, the Hart-Rubin Commission, that called for the Department of Homeland Security several years before it was set up. The famous commission met 2 days after 9/11. We have clips of that in Road to Tyranny and several other films where Gary Hart says we need to use this disaster for a new world order to set up what George Bush called for, a new world order. And Gingrich knows exactly what he's doing. Now let's talk about the ruling here. The Supreme Court said that they at least have to have some chance within a few months of being detained to be able to have access to the courts. Now, under the Defense Authorization Act, under the Enemy Commissions Act, the Military Commissions Act, it states that U.S. citizens can be grabbed instantly, extrajudicially, separate from any court, declared by the President, the Secretary of Defense, or any of his designates, an enemy combatant, and it's in clear in the orders and disappeared into a black hole. Now, if they have proof that these individuals are supposedly tied into terror networks, even if you believe they exist outside of the intelligence agencies that are carrying out the attacks and funding these groups, then if they've got the proof, they need to show it. And in federal court, they can even be in, quote, secret proceedings. And they've had those many times in the past. You see, Gingrich and others represent one thing while they do another. It's like with Bush saying a few years ago, we do not spy without warrants. We do not spy on U.S. citizens. And then they got caught spying on millions of us, something that they'd already been doing for decades with the National Security Agency and the Echelon system. Now, remember back in the mid-90s and up until 2000, the media would deny Echelon existed. 20 years ago, they denied the National Security Agency existed. I remember being on talk radio in 96, 97, 98, talking about Echelon and how they use keywords and listen to your phones. And neocons would write articles, and I would go on other people's shows, and they would attack me, and they'd say I was a liar. The government doesn't do that. It doesn't exist. Well, now we all know it exists, and we all know they were doing it. And I was only going off the declassified documents and what was admitted. It's kind of like Israel having 400-plus nukes. And Fox News says, well, it's true, but you're not allowed to say it. Well, a few years ago, they called that a conspiracy theory. They called the North American Union a conspiracy theory. They basically talk to you like children. So Gingrich is up here saying we've got to do this to keep us all safe from these terrorists, but then we have the section chief of the CIA over Central Asia writing a book 2 years ago. Was it Jawbreaker? We had him on. And there were a bunch of news articles about it saying that they were ordered to let 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda go. The U.S. loaded them on C-130s, the true Al-Qaeda, set up in 1979 to attack the Soviets when the Soviets responded. That's the admitted history, now declassified. It's not the other way around, as we've all been taught, or as these Tom Hanks movies tell us, like Charlie Wilson's War, total theater, total fiction, part of these false narratives that we're taught. And they said that they would roast a cow. They don't have a lot of cows in Afghanistan. It is a complete delicacy. And they would have the goat herders, who anthropologists have reported for decades, don't know where the U.S. is on a map, are literally the equivalent of cavemen. They would go set up, because they had to have somebody to pack Guantanamo Bay with to give the illusion of terrorists and to test their torture techniques. They admit it's, quote, a laboratory. There's a CIA torture camp with the more advanced stuff in the outside camp where they engage in torture. And, I mean, there's so many facets to that one-minute clip where I could just spend days breaking down all the lies and all the frauds of Newt Gingrich. But bottom line is this. They would then bring the goat herders down, and Taliban generals and Al-Qaeda generals would then arrest them, grab them, bag them, take them to the United States, who knew that they were totally innocent, and get in some cases as much as $40,000. Most of them was about $5,000, to then load them on C-130s, and they were paid bounties, and then fly them out to different black sites all over the world, Eastern Europe, Guantanamo Bay, and other areas for torture. They would also take them to camps and torture them to death inside Afghanistan. They would put, in one case, 3,000 of them inside containers in the hot sun and then in the high desert, freezing cold at night. And then a week later, open up the door and they would all be dead. And they would then mass grave, in one case, 3,000 plus people, totally and completely innocent. Now, it's admitted, but Gingrich knows the average American can't find Afghanistan on a map, thinks it's in the Middle East. He knows you're ignorant, so he talks to you like that. He says, oh, my gosh, we've got to not have courts. We've got to not have trials. We've got to not have, you know, any evidence or any habeas corpus or anything because Al-Qaeda will get us. Then he says a city will be nuked. Wait a minute. Our government in England helped give Pakistan nukes. That's admitted. Pakistan now has scores of them. They're threatening their neighbors. They have medium-range missiles that can hit Europe, hit Russia, hit China, hit India, their enemy. All of that's happening. But then they say, no, it's not Pakistan. Al-Qaeda is going to nuke the U.S. when Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist, but even if you believe their official story, they don't have nukes.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. All right, we're back live. Newt Gingrich again said on Face the Nation, this court decision is a disaster, which could cost us a city. And the debate ought to be about whether you're prepared to lose an American city on behalf of five lawyers. He also then undermines the Supreme Court and one of the separation of powers, one of the branches of government, implying they're just five lawyers. And they are just five lawyers under Marbury versus Madison. Any law that violates Bill of Rights Constitution is null and void. But whenever they defend it, they are not just five lawyers. They have done everything they can to protect bin Laden, whether he's dead or alive. They ordered special forces. This is admitted. See, none of this is debatable. They ordered them to leave the supposed regions there on the Pakistan-Afghan border where he was staying. He supposedly was in Tora Bora. Of course, months before 9/11, British papers reported that British and U.S. diplomats were visiting with bin Laden and that he was being protected by U.S. special forces. But see, it's complex, and so it's just easier for Gingrich to sit up there and say, we can't have habeas corpus. We have to allow U.S. citizens to be secretly arrested, secretly tortured, or we're going to lose a city. We're going to have a city nuked. And that is the very definition of terrorism. They're terrorizing you. If you read the definition of terrorism, the classic definition, it is to carry out a violent action or to threaten a violent action if your political or economic demands are not met. And that's what they're doing. Go read the definition for terrorism. They say, give up all your liberties, give up all your freedoms. Let us steal trillions out of the Pentagon coffers, out of the Pentagon pension funds and investments. Let us spend $3 trillion into a black hole with no-bid contracts. And then they play more games with the public's childlike minds. They say, oh, you don't want no-bid contracts. You want the French to get contracts. And we go, no, 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 no. U.S. companies aren't allowed to bid. And then those companies they claim are, quote, red, white, and blue, like Blackwater USA, changes its name to Blackwater Worldwide and moves overseas. Or they say Halliburton's U.S., and then for 2 years it's moved to Dubai, just like Cheney's bought a house in Dubai. And they're still hailed as American companies. It is the globalists, both parties that work together in tandem. Barack Obama's running around calling to attack Iran, calling for attacking Pakistan. And they twist it and then claim that he is not hawkish enough. And I'm not saying vote for Barack Obama. The enemies of liberty and freedom, the enemies of the republic, get aid and comfort off of this WWF wrestling event that they have where they stage these fights amongst themselves when the outcome of the election is already predetermined. And I just want to explain to the neocons out there that we have no future. And I'm talking about neocon followers. If you don't wake up to this fact, I'm going to talk about this later in the next segment, but just look at what they've done. Look at all of their policies. Is this pro-U.S.? Is this constitutional? Is this conservative? And no, it doesn't resemble it in any way. I saw a new clip on YouTube last night from a little neocon named Gordon Bloyer, who's called for me to be arrested for treason months ago, and he's up there saying we're conspiracy nuts. There's no plan to set up a world government. When Bush Sr. and everybody calls for a new world order, Bill Clinton, Gordon Brown, they're all calling for it currently, Henry Kissinger, that it doesn't mean a world government, that it means a community of Western nations, something like the League of Nations. Well, we have David Rockefeller's books he's written. We have the statements of the Council on Foreign Relations. We have hundreds of books and documents and German chancellors writing books like Helmut Schmidt saying a new world order is a world government run by private banks for their administrative convenience, removing national sovereignty and checks and balances on liberty. But if we can't get even conservative, many pundits to admit the truth, what are we going to do? How are we going to turn this around when there's so much denial? I mean, do they deny that the World Trade Organization has more authority over our trade than our Congress and that it's been transferred via the Congress to that world government body? Can we deny that more and more of our decisions are being made on the international scene? Can we deny that the central private banks who engineered the latest currency crisis are calling for world banking system with world regulatory governmental enforcement run by the bankers for their administrative convenience? Can we deny that they're proposing global carbon taxes and global carbon assessments and bureaucrats in our daily lives, and that we will buy our carbon credits from the private central banks? They are becoming the world government right now. They are making the changes. It's happening. And it doesn't matter how many IMF World Bank documents we have released in March of 2002 stating all of this. It doesn't matter how many Club of Rome documents, how many CFR public publications. The neocon followers have signed on to this fraud, so they can't say they were wrong. They can't admit they were wrong.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Thank you for joining
you
us.
You may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on.
That's right, New World Order. Controlled leftists, controlled right wingers.
Run on for a long time.
You're controlled by the global corporate parasitic slave state.
Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down.
And it's time to stop denying that our masters are hiding their hand, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing their wicked deeds by stealth, but more and more of it is coming to light because they're very close to bringing their world government into fruition. They are very, very close to bringing their new world order in. Everything we said they would do, they're doing. The Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, the IMF, the World Bank, David Rockefeller's own autobiography written 4 years ago, they brag how they're going to bring in a world tax on currency transfers, a world tax on all human carbon output. That includes your breathing, your respiration. The New York Times called it a tax on breathing, but then said that they supported it. We see Pat Robertson doing TV ads with Al Sharpton saying we've got to do something about climate change. We've got Newt Gingrich coming out saying he supports it, doing TV ads. We've got all these, quote, conservatives like John McCain pushing for open borders, gun control, but all these supposed mainline conservative groups are supporting him for president. And they're only doing that because of the false choice. Oh, what are we going to do, vote for Barack Obama? Instead of politically revolting and taking this country back, you will now compromise your values, compromise your ideas. How do they sell the average conservative American or the average liberal American on going along with all of this tyranny? Well, first off, they play the two sides off against each other in kind of a football mentality, rah, 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 our team against your team. But the league itself, with only two teams, is owned by the globalists, is controlled, is financed by them. And so that's why you can't ever get any real change. And all I'm here is doing, saying basically it's like a prize fight, a heavyweight prize fight, where Don King owns both fighters in the fight, which most of the fights he does now, and that's killed viewership and even some of its profits because people know there's a good chance on any given match that it's staged. And they've been caught staging boxing events. Not a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy fact. Well, it's the same thing here. Instead of looking at the two fighters in the ring, look and see, is Don King running it? Is he in control of it? And that's the main point I'm trying to make here. But what happens is liberals fight with conservatives to get Bill Clinton elected in 1992-93. And then no matter what Bill Clinton did, what corruption he was involved in, no matter what horrible things he engaged in, they still defended him. They still supported him because it was their team. It was their boy. It was somebody they'd voted for. So no matter what evil he carried out, they now were compromised psychologically, and they had signed on the dotted line, and so they were committed to continue to support him. Now, years later, after Bill Clinton has been less politicized and has lost some of his power, every Democrat I talk to knows he's corrupt and hates him. But they couldn't see that when he was in office because they were psychologically wedded to him. And it's the same thing with conservatives. Most of them are good people. They support our sovereignty. They support our Second Amendment. They mean well. They were scared by 9/11. They were scared by the attacks. Who wasn't? And then they were told, well, we're going to go have a war, and now it's okay to bring your American flags back out. The same government that had demonized flag wavers suddenly said it was okay, but now the flag symbolized the police state. Now the flag symbolized premeditated, unprovoked wars against sovereign nations. Now the flag symbolized the torture of children and secret arrest, and they signed on to that. And they gave us Hollywood and TV icons like Jack Bauer and 24 so that we could participate in torture simulations, you know, being mesmerized, being hypnotized, being conditioned. And Homeland Security, years after I made the point, they themselves admitted that Jack Bauer was their mascot, that Jack Bauer had politically sold their ideas, that they had parties at the Justice Department, televised on C-SPAN, celebrating 24 and its effect on the public. George Bush is going to leave office soon, and all of these tyrannical powers that Republicans, many of you have supported, are going to be handed over to Barack Obama or to whoever else gets into office. They're going to be handed over to John McCain. And while you're busy, terrified and horrified of Al-Qaeda hiding under rocks and under your table and under your bed and in your closet, they are going to be busy dismantling our country, bringing in carbon taxes, bringing in greenhouse gas taxes, bringing in more regulations, hiring more police, building more prisons, raising our taxes, launching new wars, sucking the pension funds and raiding and looting the economy on a greater scale. I watched in horror in 2002, in 2003, when Secretary of the Treasury at that time, Snow, after O'Neill was run off for speaking out about the premeditated plans to attack Iraq and get the oil. And I'll never forget, in a Kansas City hotel room up there for an event, watching them say, we want a weak dollar. We are going to have a policy for a weak dollar. And the dollar began sliding at that point. Why do they want that? Because then they can accelerate the amount of debt this nation has and at least make an attempt to pay it off. That way they can also, because they're globalists, they're international, they just flap a flag in your face to neutralize you politically so you'll accept their operations. They can then come in and buy up the roads, the ports, the infrastructure, the companies, the real estate at pennies on the dollar. And that's now happening. I get emails and see clips on YouTube and hear talk show hosts say that we're liars, the dollar hasn't been devalued, or that we're traitors to say it's been devalued, or now some are admitting the dollar's been devalued, they're saying it's our fault for talking about it, or it's our fault the stock market's going down. Or, I mean, it's crazy. I'm talking about real geopolitical things that are happening. The New World Order is real. The IMF and World Bank are real. The European Union is real. The fact that Europe has voted it down and wants out of it, and they won't let them out of it. The governments are dictatorial. That's real. The fact that last year, Bush at the White House on the South Lawn signed agreements with Barroso, the head of the EU, and Merkel, the head of Germany, to start merging the North American Union with the European Union is real. The video is in Endgame. Judicial Watch had to sue to get some of the documents from the SPP. September 24, 2006, and their first agenda was to keep it secret, to implement it by stealth. We have the smoking gun. But conservatives have signed on to fake republicanism. They have signed on to torture. They've signed on to war. They've signed on to saying it isn't real. They're now signing on saying global warming is real and we've got to go ahead and accept the tax because they can't admit that they were wrong. They can't admit that they are going along with this new world order. They can't admit that our government in 79 created Al-Qaeda. And then in the 50s, went in with the British and radicalized Muslim groups to overthrow mainline secular governments and put extremist regimes in because they would work with the West. They can't admit that our government with the British put in Saudi Arabia. They can't admit the overthrows that the criminals that run our government orchestrated in Iran. They can't admit that the CIA created Al-Qaeda and expanded them to attack the Russians in 79 when it's declassified. They can't admit that the White House for 4.5 years has been commanding 4 Al-Qaeda groups attacking Iran, while the media says Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite, the opposite group. You have a defenseless public that don't know the basics of the world, the basics of the world power structure, the admitted basics. You have a public trained to deny basic realities. You've got a public, even when there's video of Benazir Bhutto being machine gunned, they show the video and still lie and say she hit her head and say Al-Qaeda did it. They talk to you like you're 5-year-olds. The country is being dismantled. The country is dying. Get past the labels of liberal and conservative and realize that the Fortune 100 are international. They are bigger than most nations. Together, they're bigger than the top 10 nations combined in their wealth. They have private intelligence agencies. They have created myriads of new federal agencies that aren't even commissioned or chartered by Congress, who do whatever they want. They are looting and parasitically feeding on all of us, and there isn't much time. They're folding the country up. Let me break it down to you, neocons and liberals, very simply. They took the U.S.'s name, our energy, our wealth, our fiat currency, and they bought the world up with it, and now they're leaving us holding the financial bag. And in case we revolt over this, as the news is announced to us, they have militarized the police and taught the police there's no First Amendment or right to demonstrate. Now they're coming in against the web and attacking free speech, saying people that disagree with the government should be arrested and put in forced labor camps, a la the Morning Joe and Michael Savage and the rest of them. They claim we are involved in sedition because we can simply read international treaties and agreements and see that our country is being dismantled. Our country has a wrecking ball being taken to it right now. Frankly, it's probably already irreversible. And the establishment knows that a lot of people are waking up. The majority have woken up to the fact they've been lied to, and they have a horrible feeling. And just what they can prove to themselves is so horrible that they don't know what to do. There isn't a lot of time left. And so getting past the childish fights and the childish arguments about who's right and who's wrong, I am begging mainline liberals and mainline conservatives to please get David Rockefeller's book published 4 years ago, his memoirs, and read it. I'm begging you to get Brzezinski's new book he put out last year where they admitted they created Al-Qaeda and attacked the Russians to make them attack. I'm begging you to read the Chicago Tribune where they admit, the NSA admits, that Israel attacked the USS Liberty to try to sink it and blame it on Egypt to start a wider war. Now admitted, we were right about that. We were right about Gulf of Tonkin. We were right about everything. This isn't our government. These are criminals that have taken control of our government and are using our credit to build their world government and then leaving us holding the bill. It's very, very simple in the final analysis. And I love my children. I love this country. And I'm begging neocons who are on propaganda bureau payrolls, who were hired because they're vitriolic and they believe in all of this, to really have a gut check and really get past your emotion and just admit that you've been conned and admit that you've been wrong and admit that the country is going in the wrong direction. And don't just cop out. I talked to so many of them and they say, yeah, we know a lot of what you're saying is true. This is generals and colonels and FBI people and others, but what are we going to do? We're just going to follow our orders. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You need to go get the bad guys out of office. You know, it's the people's job. Well, we've got electronic voting machines that have been proven to be fraudulent. Their own executives going public and saying they were hired for fraud. They've been caught for fraud. Every case we've called in New Mexico or Ohio that was fraud, it's turned out was fraud. Admitted. A pack of criminals are in control. Presidents are nothing but their minions, their puppets, their marionettes. And I'm just begging everybody to really assess how far down we've gone and to ask yourselves, do you like the policy of devaluing our dollar? Do you know what that means to your savings, your bank account, your future? That's why the oil prices are so high. That's the biggest reason in the equation, the biggest input in the equation. 70%+ of it. Yeah, there's a lot of global speculation going on because the dollar's imploding everywhere and people are trying to dump out of dollars and getting into something. It's also the fact that Americans pay 4 to 5 times more than anybody else for prescription drugs. We pay $4.10 for 87 octane. They pay 40-something cents in Mexico, 20-something cents in Brazil, 14 cents in Venezuela. It's also that we are seen as the schmucks. I've told the story many times. I'll say it again. Remember the right whale. Why was it called the right whale? It was the right one to hunt, the right one to harpoon for hundreds of years until it was almost extinct. Other whales would fight. Other whales would dive. Other whales would run. Other whales knew. The right whale is a playful whale. It's got a lot of blubber, a lot of oil. It'll come up to your ship. It'll be friendly to you while you kill it. Well, you kill its calves. And that's who we are. We're the right whale, folks. We are the great-great-grandchildren of people that built a country, carved out a continent, amazing individuals, the world around, historians studied us and said we were the best, we were the most amazing, the most inventions, the most hardworking, and we had liberty to some extent. And we are now mindless, dumbed down, mesmerized, hypnotized creatures who have invested in a lie, who have denied, who have rationalized, who have made excuses about what's happening, lazily. And now we're like lambs to a slaughter. We're like right whales harpooned, being drug into the boats, being boiled down, rendered for our oil, being assanguinated. And I've committed myself to this fight against the New World Order. I don't like the death threats. I don't like the open death threats. I don't like the White House talking points directed at me and others. But in a way, I do like it because it lets me know. I personally don't like it, but overall I like it because it lets me know we're having an effect. It lets me know that we're fighting the New World Order. It lets me know that we're getting their attention. It lets me know we're striking at the real enemy of this republic. It's the only country we've got. You know, the Irish, God bless them, they still got paper ballots. They just shot down the EU expansion. We have to shoot down the North American Union. But first, we have to get past the fact that the enemy's lying, telling us this isn't an assault, telling us that they're not attacking our lines while they're doing it. But I want the neocons to know, those that have sold out to evil, we're never going to stop, and you're going to fall. You're going to be brought to justice. We'll be right back with more info.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
The greatest storyteller once told a sad story, or shall we say, described a sad scene. A scene of the deceived. He warned of deceivers when he said, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Then he described the sad scene of the deceived. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you.'" Could the preachers in our land today be deceivers? And what is one of the possible main common denominator deceptions in most churches in America today? A deception that has kept people from doing the will of the Father. No one seems to be telling, but we tell at anotheruntoldstory.com. But we must warn you, you will find that you might become mad when you hear the story. Some who like the lie and deception don't want it told, but we tell it anyway at anotheruntoldstory.com. Anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
We have a choice before us.
All those drifters' days are past me now.
We all know the truth deep down in our gut.
So much more to think about.
That bad feeling you have isn't because you're worried about Al-Qaeda. Your sixth sense is telling you that evil is all around you, that you're under threat. Everybody says they feel it. It's because we're on the edge of world depression.
We were running.
They've hired 26,000 preachers to tell their flocks to hand their guns in and go to FEMA camps. That's admitted. Think about how far we've come. Think about how deep into tyranny we are, but also think about how far the cause of liberty has come. How many people are waking up? I'm going to cover another subject for the next 4 minutes, then Burmese is going to be in here. And it's just this. I want to thank you, the listeners, for all you've done. It is you, the listeners of this show, that have spread the word about this radio show, about the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You are the reason we've had the success we've had. You're the reason the enemy is attacking us, because you have made us effective. And I never thought, when I started out on this journey 13 years ago in my fight against the New World Order, that as we became successful, a lot of our own ranks, people who want to be leaders, people who have websites or radio shows or who are somewhat prominent, would become so jealous and so angry with those of us that had become the most effective, those of us that are in the greatest danger, those of us that are on the very front line, the very tip of the spear. I want to encourage listeners to not even debate or fight with the legions of people that tell thousands of lies and invent new ones daily out of whole cloth against us. They are doing that because if you talk to the public and you say, who woke you up to the New World Order, 8 times out of 10 or more, but 8 times out of 10 is conservative, they will say, Alex Jones first woke me up. Because we were able, through the web, through videos, through the fact that we were some of the first to be posting videos on the web 10 years ago. We have been able, thanks to you, the listeners, making copies of films before the age of YouTube and Google, even before that, to have the greatest effect. And a lot of people in this movement who are prominent get sick of hearing my name, get sick of hearing about InfoWars, and they really are in this for the wrong reason. You understand that with trepidation, with my heart beating fast, I see our web stats growing. I see our listenership exploding. I realize I put myself in greater degrees of harm and danger. I am humbled. I am chastened. I'm sure you've noticed I've been more focused. I have tried to do a good job. I'm certainly not perfect, and I make mistakes. And it isn't that I mind being attacked or lied about. It's that I know it is so destructive. And so I ask listeners not to waste your time defending me. If you care about me, I know a lot of you spend a lot of your time defending me on the message boards and on the chat rooms and the comment pages. Don't do that. Let people attack me. Let them spend their time and energy in our own sick movement, the sick sections of it. It's a beautiful movement overall for liberty and justice and goodness and love. Spend your time waking other people up. Leave me behind. Now, when I'm being death threatened on air by national host or other people are, defend us and spread the word about the show and what we do. But don't waste your time debating or arguing with people that invent lies against us. Unsubstantiated frauds. Realize that a lot of them are COINTELPRO, a lot of them are agents, a lot of them are people that picked up on the COINTELPRO and have been fooled. I'm going to spend 5 more minutes on this, and then Mark Dyson will be in on air, and you'll have Jason Burmese coming up in 5 minutes. But I want to finish up briefly talking about this because it's one of the sicknesses holding us back, and I don't want the gathering armies of people attacking me to distract you from the battle. So we'll come back and talk about that in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are a very sick society. There's a lot of good in it still, but there's also a lot of sickness. For a lot of people, fighting the New World Order is a social movement. It's a hobby. It's about being a leader themselves and being prominent. And I'm sad to say that most of the people that attack me and invent one new lie after another, or more often than not, twist things and add truth in with lies, that most of them are not government agents. You know, when government agents attack us and big mainstream media outlets attack us, people know they're liars. They've been discredited. And so it really only points people at our websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It only lets people know that we're a place that needs to be checked out and looked into. But I also get frustrated because we wake up so many millions of people a year with this radio show and the websites that we wake people up, but they're still lacking in knowledge. They're lacking in discernment. They are what you'd call rookies to all of this. And so I wake up so many people, millions of people, my listeners wake up millions of people, only to turn them over to the rotten ne'er-do-wells who pockmark so much of our movement. We need every able-bodied man and woman who's awake to what's happening to wake people up that vaccines are not mandatory and they're poisonous, that sodium fluoride does brain damage you, that GMO foods are hurting us, that hormones in the milk are hurting our children, that our borders are being dissolved, that they're trying to launch a war against Iran. We need to have our websites and our radio shows be focused on issues so that when people tune in, they don't think we're just a bunch of infighting nuts. So that's why I'm saying to you out there that you need to stay focused on real issues, and I wouldn't even spend your time defending me. I would spend your time trying to warn your fellow man about the New World Order, because I don't want myself to become a distraction or to become a diversion. I don't want it to all be about Alex Jones. I do want it to be about our model of fighting the New World Order, which is getting people moving and taking action that has been so effective. The formula that we organically, by accident, came up with. You know, we had the money bomb. It raised $250,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's dropping the bucket to start a TV show, and I appreciate what you did. That made people come out of the woodwork and attack me, and I feel so sorry for them. People I've supported, people I've promoted. As we get bigger and bigger, as we have a greater effect, that's only going to intensify. It's not going to go away. People say, well, why don't you defend yourself? Why don't you come out and talk about the lies that have been told about you? Well, the nature of the internet and the way things work is you can expose a lie 100 times. It just comes back over and over again. It takes people time to just learn who the liars are for themselves, and that's something you've got to do. And so I just encourage you, when you go to a website that all they do is attack other patriots and say they're the best and everybody else is bad, ignore it. Don't go to it. Don't spend your time fighting and ninnying amongst ourselves. We need to spend our time going up against the New World Order. If you want to help us, just buy the books, buy the videos, make copies of my films, spread the free videos that are on the web around everybody, and just work that much harder to get our information out, because we're hitting pay dirt here in the info war. We're on target. We're having an effect. We're bringing in a giant harvest of minds and souls that are being unlocked. And so let's redouble our efforts doing that. We know it's upsetting the globalists. We know it's hurting them. Spread Endgame. Spread Terror Storm. Free on Google Video. Loose Change Final Cut. Tell people about this radio show. Tell them about the Private Federal Reserve that's now becoming a global government. Tell them about the global carbon tax. Stay on issue. And ignore those that, whether you like it or not, I guess I'm the leader, who try to tear down the leader to hurt the movement. All right, Jason Burmess will be in with Mark Dice. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And I'm subbing in for Alex for the rest of the week. He is taking a well-deserved vacation. And we have Mark Dice on the line. Obviously, this entire situation with Michael Reagan has hit a hot point. It is on rawstory.com right now, making some pretty big headlines. That's probably the biggest headline it's made so far. People want to keep it pretty quiet that, you know, Reagan's son called for the death, the painful death, by the way, the executions of 9/11 truthers, especially Mark Dice, who apparently does not even deserve a blindfold at a firing range. Mark, are you with us?
I'm with you. I just got done doing an interview with that criminal. It was a pre-recorded show. He's leaving the country here. He introduced the segment by trying to minimize his words, saying that he claimed that if somebody were to shoot me, that he would like to pay for the bullets. So I had to open by clarifying that he openly put the call out to have his listeners find and shoot me. Then I read him the penal code in California, which clearly states that what he did is illegal. And he tried to minimize it and then claimed that, that quote, my people were then sending him threats and posted his cell phone, his home address on the Internet, which is not true. None of us would make any threats whatsoever. And I urged his listeners to continue the campaign. look, a lot of people that don't even like me and that don't even believe what we're doing are appalled and disgusted by this, and it's shocking that this has hit a brick wall in the mainstream media. Nobody's talking about this. KFI 640, the largest talk station in Los Angeles, apparently was addressing the situation. I was told that they were joking about it and calling me a crackpot. So we just need to continue to get the word out to other news agencies, continue to file reports with the FCC. I didn't feel like Michael Reagan was remorseful whatsoever, and he needs to be fired immediately, and I'm going to pursue the legal action to hold him accountable for his actions.
And let's be clear, your quote-unquote organization are just people that believe in liberty, the truth, and pretty much the 9/11 truth movement. You don't have an official organization. Anybody that's on a message board posting stuff in no way represents you, Mark Dice. However, this guy has a national audience of millions of listeners, and he himself called for your execution by gun. And not only yours, but all of 9/11 truthers, because you're trying to shed some light on the subject to the troops. And I just want to get your take on this story. Now, on Friday, the London Guardian, it reports that Afghan militants attacked Kandahar prisons and freed inmates. Okay, Mark? Now, it says that out of the 1,000 prisoners that were let go on this attack, 400 were Taliban militants. Well, of course, today, CNN is reporting that hundreds of Taliban are now occupying Afghan villages. Again, showing how this entire war on terror, especially the one in Afghanistan, is staged. If they were really a threat, they would not be in a prison in Afghanistan where they could be let go yet again and wreak havoc on the people in Afghanistan, giving us another reason to stay there for years and years and years indefinitely, Mark.
Look, I want to check out The Road to Guantanamo. I understand there's a documentary film about an individual that was in Guantanamo for, I think, months, if not years, and he discusses the kind of treatment that he was facing there, only to be finally released and had his name cleared. And yeah, we know that they've just rounded up individuals and claimed that they were terrorists, that they were getting paid for anybody that they claimed was a Taliban member or was a member of Al-Qaeda so that they could be rounded up and put in prison. And, you know, Michael Reagan, he's really just taken this to a new threshold. He's opened the Pandora's box, and now he made no unequivocal or qualification statements about it. Usually somebody will make a qualification after somebody is tried, and then they'll say, if such and such happens, then they'll make their threat. But he made no qualifications. It was extremely clear, which California Penal Code 422 states that if it is clear and unambiguous, then it is a threat punishable by 1 year in state prison. And that's what needs to happen to this individual and others. And I'm sure that many of his supporters now and many out there upon hearing his statements will fully support his words and probably try to carry them out in stalking and in vandalism and in creating bodily harm for myself and for others. And we need to, I want to thank everybody actually for getting on board for this and just really standing up for what's right and for not stooping to their level and not harassing them, not making threats back, but standing up for what's right and standing up for the Constitution and getting this man off the air is the top priority right now, followed up by legal and civil action.
Well, I feel like this needs to double and triple our efforts to bring the truth out. In other words, if you're listening out there and you haven't sent a package to a soldier, it's time to do so. It's time to copy a couple DVDs, print off some documents, send a care package with, you know, some candy in there, make it appealing for them, and send it out. And you can go to the Resistance Manifesto .com and see how to do that and where to send it and where to help out. And you also need to put pressure on this guy's radio station and radio stations and mainstream media across the country that it is not okay to physically threaten somebody because they hold different beliefs than you. That's what's so great about this movement, Mark, is that we truly are a peaceful organization in the light of Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. This is a civil rights issue. This is a civil rights issue for everybody, Mark. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is or your choice of religion. They don't care. You know, it's all about a serf class, about a slave class, and that's what they're trying to create. They're trying to dehumanize us further and say, no, it's okay because these guys are bad, that we can shoot them, Mark.
Listen, I want to add that anybody that's participating in Operation Inform the Soldiers, where we're sending them emails and DVDs to maybe copy the DVD and don't put the title on there. People will go through these packages and see if there's any material that they think is going to be detrimental to the propaganda that they've been feeding the troops. It might not get to them. So just copy the DVD and put a cool film or maybe even put the title of a different film, a mainstream Hollywood production, on the DVD and send it to them and just write them letters. And if you can't afford to send packages to them, there's also ways that you can sign up to send emails back and forth to the troops. And I got a couple emails from troops that are stationed overseas thanking me for this. One of them said that a magazine, Stars and Stripes, which is delivered to the military, wrote about our campaign, and several soldiers have written to me asking that we send them specific information about this and that they would distribute it to others. I have a friend of mine that's stationed overseas that heard about this campaign, said that 60% of the people that he's in contact with are on our side. The only people that don't are morons that just play video games all day long. And he said that it's a great idea to foster a discussion, to encourage a debate, and to get this information out to create a safe climate. So again, if you don't want to spend the money to send them information, you can sign up to send them emails back and forth and send them links to Terrorstorm, to Loose Change, Final Cut, and let's befriend these troops and let's show them the kind of compassion that Gandhi and that Martin Luther King showed his fellow man.
Absolutely. Again, you can catch more flies with honey, and that's the kind of approach I'm all about. I was in a bar over the weekend, and I had a little, you know, Infowars.com bracelet on. You can get those over at Infowars.com, by the way. And this kid's next to me, and he's like, "So, what are you, ex-military?" And I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Why? What does it look like? I'm ex-military?" And he's like, "No, I saw the Infowars.com on there, and Wars.com. I thought maybe that you know, you had some political affiliation." And I said, "No, you know, this is a website." I asked him if he knew who Alex Jones was. He didn't. He was ex-military himself. He had been in the Army. He luckily had not had to go overseas to Iraq. He'd been stationed in Japan for a while. And he's like, "Well, what's it all about?" So, you know, I had Building 7 on my phone. I showed him Building 7 right away. I piqued his interest. He's like, "Okay, so what's going on with that building?" I explained to him that, you know, it housed the largest CIA field office outside of Langley. It had the largest Secret Service field office in the world, Office of Emergency Management, Department of Defense, Securities and Exchange Commission. And you just saw his face kind of go pale white as I'm telling him this. And, you know, we talked for a little bit longer, but eventually, unfortunately, you know, he just said, "You know, well, there's not a lot I can do about it. You know, it's probably true, but again, I'm just one person." And I just said to him and his buddy, "You know, that's the wrong kind of attitude, man. We all have great power, and I just told you two something. You can tell two other people. You can tell 200 other people. We can have an effect, Mark. We can make a difference, and I think that you're the epitome of that. I mean, by putting videos out on YouTube, by staying media savvy, putting out press releases, and really making a difference by sending troops DVDs."
Listen, if people would have told Martin Luther King that the powers that be are too powerful, that the white man's in control, that nothing's going to change, that would have just spoiled the movement, and who knows what would have happened. People need to get together. We can make change. It's been done in the past. You know, my dad says the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and by squeaking as loud as we can, we will make a change. We have made change. We've thrown a wrench in the New World Order. I think that the movement has prevented another false flag attack from happening. We know that they would have done it by now if the large amount of the population wouldn't have been informed. If anything happens now, we're going to stand up and point the finger at directly who did it. So we can make change. And in my interview with Michael Reagan, there was a lot of crosstalk. I couldn't even finish a sentence without him butting in. So I don't know how much of the information I said got out. But this man needs to be held accountable, and anybody else that suggests such ridiculous things, such criminal activities. And so please get on board, contact Radio America. Let's send the troops some information, send them documents, write them a letter. You know, you don't even have to send them Operation Northwoods. If you start sending them documents, somebody might fish through the package and think that it's material that the troops shouldn't see. So if we just write them emails and tell them, "Hey, we understand that you're there. We want you guys to come home. We support you, but we don't support the criminals that sent you there." And let's just, in the letter, let's create a dialogue with them. And you know, a lot of the troops already know, but we want to just support them, and we want to create a climate so that they can start bringing these issues up over there, so that they're not just following orders, despite how ineffective and how criminal the orders may be.
Absolutely. And the truth of the matter is they're going to come home at some point, and a lot of them are going to be involved in security services, sometimes private security forces, sometimes our very own police. And you're going to want these people to be educated in both the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the current geopolitical situation, in case there is an attack in this country, in case they do release bioweapons, in case they do decide to round people up. You know, I'd rather have somebody who knows what's going on, who's compassionate to human life, who hasn't fallen for all the dehumanizing brainwashing out there, than somebody who's just a pawn of the system. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm with Mark Dice. We'll be back after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Some folks are born made to wait to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
The red, white, and blue.
And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. I'm Jason Burmes. With me, Mark Dice. Let's read the Raw Story article real quick. Radio talk show host calls for murder of anti-war activist. Michael Reagan, radio talk show host and son of late President Ronald Reagan, adopted son, could be investigated by the FBI after he called for the execution of Mark Dice. I'm glad they're not mincing words. That's what he did. Anti-war activist and founder of the media watchdog group The Resistance on Air. On June 10th edition of his nationally syndicated Radio America show, Reagan called Dice and others in the 9/11 truth movement traitors after learning that they were sending letters, declassified documents, and DVDs to troops in Iraq that they say point to government involvement in the attacks on the World Trade Center in 2001. The effort is part of the resistance Operation Inform the Soldiers. What a great title. I don't want the soldiers who are risking their lives in Iraq to be used as pawns in the creation of the New World Order, Dice said in a recent press release. I personally know U.S. Marines who believe 9/11 was an inside job, and they tell me that many Marines suspect that this is the case, but are afraid to speak up out of fear of punishment. And that's the truth. I mean, you go along to get along. You're in a high-stress situation. You really don't want to stand out there, do you, Mark?
Absolutely not. And I want to say something else, too. Some people are emailing me, and there's been a couple blogs that have suggested that I not go on Michael Reagan's show, thinking that it's going to hurt the case. The case officer with the FBI said that this would not hurt the case whatsoever. I know what I'm doing. I'm in contact with them. Another instance, something else I was going to do, they suggested would hurt the case, so I refrained from doing it. They knew full and well that I was going to go on the show, that I was invited on the show, and they said that that would be fine. This doesn't hurt the case whatsoever. Some people thought that I would go on and accept his apology. When you accept an apology and when you forgive someone, you then remove any right to hold them accountable. And so he does not deserve to be forgiven at this moment. He must pay for what he has done. I said that I hope that this was the last broadcast of his career, and I enjoyed being on what I hope to be the last broadcast of his radio career. So anybody that thinks that this was going to hurt the case is just point wrong. So I just again want to thank everybody for their concern and for the outreach. And you know, this just goes to show, man, when they attack one of us, they attack us all.
Absolutely. And you know, I got a lot of those emails myself, Mark. They're like, oh, you know, Mark, you need to tell him not to go on that show. And I'm like, look, you know, the guy's going to do what he's going to do. It's his decision. He was the one threatened. And, you know, you've been smart in the past, Mark. So I'm not going to judge what you're doing. I think it's a smart idea to go on there, especially to see, you know, him try to weasel out of it. And then now that I know that it was a pre-recorded interview, I mean, God knows how they're going to edit it. You know, just listening to the last time they were discussing you, of course, they tried to lump in Ron Paul, which is absolutely ridiculousness. And they actually made jokes, oh, that's where all the Ron Paul supporters went, Mark.
Yeah, now I videotaped myself during the entire conversation, so if what is aired does not match up with what was actually said or was edited in any way, I will be releasing that video. So
Wait a minute. I can't even get out of the office here, Mark. You're saying you did an interview with who?
No, I was on Reagan's show.
So those cowards pre-recorded it.
They pre-recorded the entire show. Apparently, he's going to be leaving the country. I made it clear to the listeners. He made it seem like it was live. It's a beautiful sunny day in Southern California, so I let everybody know that it was 8:30 in the morning when I did that. And then just to make sure that what was recorded, what makes it out on air, was what was actually said. Again, I videotaped myself during the entire conversation.
Well, let me just throw something in here, and then I'm going to get out of here and let Burmese do the show. But I was walking by out in the other office listening to it, and I had to come in about something I heard a few minutes ago. The fact that this is one point I haven't made, and I want your take on this, and I'm going to get out of here, and I know you got to go too. And I appreciate you doing the show, Burmese. It's that by them attacking you and making a big deal out of this, it's only going to make everybody now send this stuff to the troops. I mean, they're just idiots. It's going to completely, these bullies don't understand that the American people aren't going to back down. So now that they've done all this on Fox and Reagan's show, I bet 50 times the amount of Terror Storm and Loose Change Final Cut DVDs are going to be sent out.
Yeah, their plan has completely backfired. And while it's a very stressful situation to be in, I think that it's going to be beneficial for Operation Inform the Soldiers. It's going to be beneficial for the 9/11 Truth Movement. It's going to be beneficial for the country and for us all. So,
you know what? I'm not taking a few days off. Get out of here, Burmese. I'm doing the show. All right. Hey, Dice, great job. I'll be tuning in tomorrow to see what you know happens after the interview later today. And I'm sure they're going to edit it. She'll have to release it, and that'll be a whole other issue. Is he leaving now, or is this it?
I think that we only had until 30 after.
Do you have to go, Dice?
I could probably spend another segment with you guys if you want.
Yeah, stay under 10 minutes with Lord Burmese. All right, folks, have a good one. Infowars.com. It's hurting them. Get Terror Storm. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmese. And Mark, I gotta tell you, they seem to be throwing a big fit over the fact that the Supreme Court has finally decided that habeas corpus does still exist. We do have the right to face our accusers. And let me just read a couple of things that have been said by a couple of the top neocons. First of all, Gingrich has said, the court decision is a disaster, which could cost us a city. And the debate ought to be whether you're prepared to lose an American city on behalf of five lawyers. It was a 5-4 decision. It's pretty ridiculous. Of course, they're saying, oh, because we have habeas corpus, that means the city needs to blow up. That's really great. And then McCain is also attacking the ruling. This is the guy who is running for the president. He'll probably get, you know, 30, 40, maybe 50 or 60% of the vote of the sheeple out there, unfortunately. And he's saying it's one of the worst decisions in the history of the country. After all, he wants to bomb Iran. So we have these neocons basically saying that habeas corpus is bad, we don't need it, and if we do have it, Mark, a U.S. city's going to blow up. Sounds about right.
These Nazis have no respect for human life whatsoever. Their continuous erosion of the freedoms of humanity, of the citizens of the United States and of other countries around the world is just absolutely despicable. There's video clips on YouTube of Michael Reagan saying things I don't even want to say. You can just look it up yourself. It's the title, His Solution for the Middle East. He wants to do very bad things to children over there, young babies. He wants everybody to be killed. He's called for Howard Dean to be hung. This man has a track record of issuing violent statements. And I was able to mention one issue about the Bilderberg Group, and apparently Michael Reagan thinks that was, quote, old news and doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, the Bilderberg Group that met a week ago is old news, although much of the policy that they discussed has not yet been implemented, but it's old news. I mean, it's unbelievable. And actually, you know, I'm going to try to play the clip, but earlier this week, the student scholars asked John Edwards yet again about his participation in Bilderberg and really had him at a moment where he had to answer. And he answered, he said that he gave a 20 to 30 minute speech, and then he was asked, well, was this where you were, you know, picked to be the running mate of John Kerry? Did you discuss being, you know, the vice presidential candidate? And he's like, oh, no, that was before I was picked. So he just kind of walks away and smiles. But he knows that the decision to make him the vice presidential candidate was made at Bilderberg. We all know that Obama and Hillary met with Bilderberg members. I mean, it's not an accident that he literally tricked his press corps into getting on a plane so that he could be right around the corner in Virginia to have, quote-unquote, secret meetings that ended up being with Hillary Clinton and others. And the stories of where they met have changed from, you know, they met at her private home, they met at somebody else's house, they met at Dianne Feinstein's. Well, the truth of the matter is they probably met at the Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, with a bunch of high-level globalists, Mark.
Even if they weren't able to make it to the hotel itself, I'm sure that they were on a conference call or that members of the Bilderberg Group came to them. And yeah, this is despicable. That's why they're trying to put an end to the internet, why they're trying to charge us for our bandwidth, for our internet usage, for the emails that are sent. And we're just not going to stop. They're in panic mode right now. I don't think they know what to do. I think they underestimated the good people of this country. They underestimated the dedication of individuals to care for this country and to get the word out. And they're in damage control. They're going to have to revamp their entire plan. And let's just continue to throw wrenches into their system in a peacefully and civil way, and we'll just continue to fight for this country and do everything that we can to stand up for what's right.
Absolutely. You know, I want to get your take on this article, too. The Times Online is, the Times of London, that is now reporting that Bush is going to do one last push to get bin Laden before he leaves office. And of course, intel officers are saying, well, if he gets bin Laden, there'll be no doubt in history that he really saved us from the terrorists. After all, he killed Saddam Hussein, and if he gets that bin Laden, boy, this Bush presidency is going to go down in history as a great one. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, say they do roll out this boogeyman, all they'll do is create another boogeyman. They'll create an Iranian boogeyman or some other Middle Eastern type that's shadowy, and then Bush will be worshipped for 6 months to a year on television. We'll see specials about it the rest of our lives, Mark. I mean, it really turns my stomach that somebody who is a front man for this international crime syndicate, the actual people that carried out 9/11, is still going to try to pose as our hero by wheeling out, you know, this patsy, this intelligence asset.
Look, probably what they're going to do is they're going to blow up a cave or blow up some building somewhere and then just claim that he was there, claim that they have the DNA evidence that it was him, that intelligence leads them to believe that conclusively that it was him. And it's possible that he's been dead. It's likely he's been dead for quite some time. And we just need to get the word out again about the professors over at Duke University, the voice analysts that show that some of the tapes that have been released claiming to be bin Laden by the CIA and by the White House are, in fact, not him. Some of the videos that have been released claiming to be new videos are, in fact, old videos of excerpts of old videos that have already been released. So I'm just going to guess that if they do pull this, that they will blow up a cave or a building and claim that he was there and that they have got him. And Bush is the new savior. The war on terror is successful, and now we need to shift into a new phase, which is just ridiculous. We just need to continue to expose them for all that they are.
Absolutely. And, I see the mainstream really leaning towards Obama. I mean, I don't see much of a push for McCain. I feel like he was the establishment candidate that wouldn't challenge any of their ideas, that would toe the line of these globalists no matter what. But I really can't see him being elected. 8 years of neocon tyranny has really taken its toll, even in the minds of the sheeple. And, Barack Obama's a very well-spoken guy. He doesn't say much. But people want change they can vote for, Mark. And it's these slogans that are embedded in people's minds. And I think they actually trick themselves into believing that if they vote for somebody like Obama, who will probably have Hillary as his running mate, maybe Edwards, who knows, they're going to get change. And they're not going to get change. They're going to have the same globalist overlords. They're going to have the same lack of freedoms. They're going to have the same push towards this technocracy, this biometric society. In fact, I've got a story right in front of me right now from Philly.com where it's telling me that there's going to be new wine vending machines in the next 5 years and that they are going to biometrically decide whether you're old enough to make the purchase, Mark.
Yeah, we know that the Bilderberg Group and the criminals that run the voting machines can sway the votes in large percentages, and it just depends on who's willing to serve them the most. That's who the money's going to go behind. We know that the money's behind both of them, and I think that perhaps once this establishment decides who it is that's going to bow down and willingly serve them the best and be able to rally up the most public support for their agenda will be the one that they finally push slightly ahead of the race and give the presidency to. Yeah, we know that years ago, I think it was in 2001, that at the Super Bowl here in San Diego, that there was facial recognition cameras scanning the crowds, testing the system, and their system is just now finally being implemented around the world. And once this system goes global, we won't be able to walk outside of our house without being scanned, without being recognized, and with the push of a button. Yeah, they'll be able to track and trace our every move through voice morphing and through voice tracking technology. You could probably pick up any phone. You could pick up a payphone in Mexico, and your voice print is going to be detected by Echelon, and that call is going to be logged and flagged and traced as to who it is that you're calling. So, yeah, this system is being implemented, and again, we have nothing to hide, which is why we just need to expose the people that do have things to hide.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Echelon, but these are programs that have been around for quite some time, programs that predate 9/11. I encourage people to check out the Carnivore software they have, the Promise software they have, and of course Echelon. This is an all-encompassing piece of software that really gets data information and crunches it very quickly. And I mean anything from your phone conversations to your emails to your online time spent. I mean, it's there, and the government's had it for a long time, and it's not talked about, Mark. And if they do get to implement this system of a cashless society control grid, which they're weaning us towards. You know, it's incrementalization. But 20 years down the line, when most of the population's chipped anyway because they think it's cool, Mark, because it goes with their latest video game system, it gets them access to their next club, it gets them 10% off at Walmart, you know, and then the government comes in and says, well, most of us have it anyway. It's really for our own benefit and safety, and if you take this chip, you're going to get free medical coverage. You know, they're going to pave it, the road to hell is paved with great intentions. And they're going to make it look like a gold-paved road. And it literally will be a gold-paved road to hell, Mark. A hellish system where you're told what you can and cannot consume, how much of which, you know, how long you have to work. I mean, I just can't picture what society is going to be like. If you look how much society has changed just in the past 20 to 30 years, it's amazing. I mean, we literally went from a society that played board games as a family to where families don't even have dinner anymore. The kids are spoiled rotten. They're on their PS3. They're rat bastards a lot of the times, Mark, and they're not informed at all. People don't read anymore. The television that they watch is garbage. I mean, I remember as a kid watching Entertainment Tonight, and that was the big tabloid program, but it was only on for, you know, an hour a day. Now there's entire networks dedicated to that kind of tabloid journalism, and even the quote-unquote real news networks like Fox News, MSNBC, are as tabloid as they get this at this point, Mark.
Look, Paris Hilton and some others will probably get the chip. They'll be touted as being the new purveyors of this trend. And when Fox News and all the networks has live coverage of Paris Hilton going to jail, I mean, that just goes to show this is not news. They don't care about the news. And for these people that are saying that this chip and the Vera chip and then the future digital angel with GPS is going to be a way that can protect their kids, they're not thinking about the fact that if some psycho, some sick pedophile wants to kidnap a kid, he's just going to cut the chip out of him and smash it. So they'll know the area where the kid was taken from, but they're not going to know where the kid is going. I mean, these people are going to be able to destroy these chips and cut them out. And not only that, but you're going to have hackers that are going to hack the chips and that are going to copy chips and be able to take your identity or others and then be able to access places or perhaps make charges. Credit card charges, purchases in your name. So this is not a security device. This really is an Orwellian device. So let's keep in mind that they first started putting these in dogs and in animals as tracking them.
Cattle.
So I myself am not an animal, and we know that they were putting numbers on the Jews in the concentration camps. And so I myself am not going to be marked for death here with this Vera chip or any other similar system that they may invoke.
I'm glad you brought up the pedophile concern because, again, I have a story right in front of me right now from AustralianIT.news.com. It's out of Australia. They have a new intranet database that they've put together called OneSchool, which profiles each of the state's 480,000 public school students enrolled from kindergarten to 12th grade. In other words, your entire school career. And it has photographs, personal details, career aspirations, off-campus activities, student performance records. They're all there. 1,251 schools, public access, and the headline is Database Fuels Pedophile Fears. Well, more than just pedophile fears, just the fact that somebody can run an actual profile of you before you even get out of high school, and it's open to everybody. It's outrageous. Privacy is gone. Okay, they're trying
to... talking about the possible stalking from ex-lovers, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, being able to stalk these individuals or others. This really has to be stopped. People like Catherine Albrecht, who have taken this all the way up to a national level and who goes to hearings and is a very professional, very articulate speaker on these, is doing her best to make sure that at least safeguards are put in, that we can slow this technology down. And the things that are coming, the patents that she's dug up for what they plan to implement against us is extremely scary. So before it gets out, before it becomes mainstream, before you see Paris Hilton and others on TV touting their new Vera chip and walking around leaving their IDs at home and being able to purchase things just with the wave of their hand, we need to get everybody aware of this technology, aware of the dangers, and aware of the entire plan, and just continue to inform the people in a peaceful, civilly information outreach, because I think we've slowed the Vera chip down. I mean, they've been planning this for quite some time. Last I checked, Vera chip stock was just dropping like a stone, and I think that they probably had planned that they would be implemented by now here in this country if it wasn't for good patriots opposing it.
I have to agree with you there, and you just mentioned, you know, not having to have an ID. Well, the U.S. is now barring ID refuseniks from planes, but not ID losers. This is out of the Register. So in other words, you know, usually you have to show a license to get on a plane. I've had to board planes. My license is in rough shape. I mean, it's burnt. It's got holes in it, blah, blah, blah. I usually have to argue with the people. But what they're saying now is before you could say, look, I don't have an ID. They'll put you through some additional screening. You get on the plane. They're now saying, no, no dice. The only way that you're going to get on the plane is if you accidentally forget it. And then I'm sure you're going to have to jump through a million different hoops. But as you just said, you know, this will eventually go to the system where it's going to be like, well, you know, leave your ID at home. You don't need your ID. It's going to be with you at all times. They're going to scan your hand or they're going to scan your arm, and then you'll be able to get on the plane. And since nobody's able to hack these things, Mark, which is a total lie, very easily hackable, you know, we're going to know who you are, and that's a good idea. That scares me that somebody who hacks an RFID chip, especially somebody who would potentially do us harm, will be able to easily get on a plane, will be able to easily, you know, go about, you know, his business, especially, you know, in places like D.C. where there are all these secure areas. How easy is it going to be to hack a chip and people to infiltrate these places? People aren't looking at the negatives. They're always promoting the positives because this is a tool for our enslavement, Mark. Mark, why don't you give out the website, tell people how they can get involved in the Soldiers program really quick before the break.
All the information's at markdice.com. Just scroll down, find Operation Inform the Soldiers. All the information's there about how to sign up so you can email the troops. Costs you nothing. There's also organizations there in the press release where you can sign up and get addresses of troops. And again, try not to send the DVDs with the covers, with the boxes. Somebody might see that and think that they don't want it to get to the troops. So maybe put a different label, put it in a different box. Just say this is a cool DVD. Write your letters, and let's just get that information out. It's called Operation Inform the Soldiers. And there's a press release about Michael Savage's death, or Michael Reagan's death threats, rather. And please get that out to the media. As far as I know, no major media has covered this other than you guys and Raw Story. So this needs to get out. He needs to be fired. People need to know what it is that they're doing out there calling for our death.
All right, thanks, Mark. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
News today, oh boy, a
about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Jason Burmis, I'm going to be subbing in for the rest of the week. I want to remind everybody that Alex's latest film, The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, which I was lucky enough to do the cover for. I hope the kids like it out there. I did a little poster for it, too. Those should be being posted soon. But on July 4th, PrisonPlanet.tv members are going to get the movie. And it should be exciting because this is a brand new, almost two-hour flick that really goes into the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, it's unlike anything Alex has done before. This is shot cinema verite, no voiceover, really Luke Radowski takes us on a journey on the struggle to get 9/11 truth out there, to confront our criminal globalist overlords, and also the struggle to get people to recognize the fact that the first responders are being ignored after they were lied to and essentially given a death sentence, a painful death sentence. So that's all in there. We, of course, got Kus Kucinich in there, who is really my new hero. I love Denis Kucinich. You know, again, bit of a gun grabber, bit of a left leaner, sure. But 35 articles of impeachment, the last three having to do with 9/11. First off, that they actually lied about 9/11. They didn't investigate it. They tried to get that investigation out. That they obstructed justice, I believe, was the second one. He mentioned how Bush and Cheney actually testified together, not under oath, only before two commissioners, with no record of what they said. And, of course, the third is the lying about the air quality in order to open up Wall Street, costing literally thousands of New Yorkers their lives and really putting a strain on their families. It's just totally disgusting. And when I think of disgusting health issues, there are none as disgusting as this one. Last week I was in a 7-Eleven. Alex may have covered it on the show last week, but I've got to cover it again. And I'm sitting there. I'm getting my Slurpee, my disgusting, you know, my terrible food that I shouldn't be eating. And I see this Time magazine cover, and it's a baby on the cover. And I had just had a conversation with one of my good friends who is actually a teacher. And he was asking me how his sister and her husband would approach the situation when the new baby was born and they didn't want to take the vaccines. And I simply informed him, like, look, from the very get-go, you need to say, look, my kid's not taking these vaccinations. I want the conscientious objector waiver. I'm not putting thimerosal in my kid. I'm not putting SV40 in my kid. I know what's in these preservatives, okay? And they're going to give you the runaround. It's not going to be easy. So I'm in this 7-Eleven, and I look at this Time magazine cover, and it's this baby looking up at somebody about to give him a shot. The baby looks worried. It then says the truth about vaccines. And at this point, I think it's going to be able to go either way. You know, it's showing, you know, this infant about to get a shot uncomfortably. Well, it says, worried about autism, many parents are opting out of immunizations, how they're putting the rest of us at risk. And then it goes on like a 5-page diatribe about how we're all bad.
And Burmis, I want you to cover that next hour. I now am actually leaving to go spend time with my family. But for about 2 months, I've been trying to set Jordan Maxwell up, but he's been in bad health and stuff because he put a call out for help. I want to try to support him, get him on, and sell some of his products. And there's been some confusion about getting him on the show. He will be on the show for 2 hours next Monday. Somebody sent me an email going, he won't have Jordan Maxwell on. That's ridiculous. We're going to have Jordan Maxwell, a great guy, on for 2 hours on the show next Monday. So look forward to that, everybody.
Sounds good. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back, and we should have Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado on in a moment. But first, I want to go over the story I was just talking about. How safe are vaccines? Well, they're admitting, and I think it might actually be a little bit more than this, that by the time your child is 2 years old, they get 28 vaccinations. 28 vaccinations. Think about that. It's a lot. Okay? And then they're saying, oh, only 2 to 3% are opting out. I'd say it's more to 5 to 10% and really growing to 10 to 20% after people like Oprah Winfrey give this a forum to mainstream America. After people like Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey march on Washington saying, look, they have thimerosal in the vaccines. It's a poison. It causes autism. My kid got autism from the shots. He wasn't born autistic. He obviously got it from the shots. And the one thing I don't agree with is the fact that they're wearing shirts that say green are vaccines. No, just take the poison out, okay? We don't need to put this in with the green movement, okay? That's just ridiculous. And see, that's more propaganda trying to promote, you know, let's go green. We all need to recycle, and we need to have a carbon tax for global warming. It's great. So I don't really approve of that, but at least they're coming out. They're saying, look, vaccines are bad. And I do like the fact that they're showing that it's not just a religious waiver, it's also a philosophical exemption waiver. But schools are really trying to rush towards get rid of that as well. You know, they total tyranny, total color law. There's no law saying you have to take this stuff. Look, it's poison. Mercury is not good for your brain. No matter how many times the local news runs an ad saying that mercury helps your brain, it's not true. It's poison. Poison. So I'm only thankful, you know, that my buddy's waking up, that, you know, he is a teacher. He can influence other people, you know, in the administration, you know, at his school and say, look, you know, this isn't good. And I just want to give big props to him, you know, for doing that, because it takes some bravery to do that. All right. We have Jonathan Ellenoff on the line. And in case you didn't know, We Are Change Colorado last week was arrested for handing out DVDs for free. The police claimed that this was peddling, even though they were not taking any money, and that what they were doing was covered under free speech. It's the same thing as when you're handed a pamphlet, a booklet, you know, a poster, a card, information. That's all a DVD is. Yet, they decided to arrest some people, didn't they, Jonathan?
That's right, they did. And the funny thing is I just posted a video today that we found in our archives when Sander Hicks was out a while back, when cops had showed up at the exact same location on 16th and Welton, and they were actually called on us. Somebody called the cops, a local security guard called the cops, because they said, well, handing out DVDs was illegal. And Sander then debated with them right there. The cops showed up. We got this all on camera, by the way, and the police officer said, no, of course it's not illegal. What you're doing is protected by the First Amendment. Try not to block the sidewalks, and he told us to have a nice day. And drove off.
And that's so, posted over at loosechange911.com, both videos or just that one?
Yes, both videos. So people can see clearly the Denver police must be confused on where their stance is, because I've got video of them basically on both sides of this issue.
Well, I'm very glad that you have that, because that's going to be presented in court. I don't want to see these people settle. I don't want to see them take a ticket for what they've done. Look, we're trying to save this country, Jonathan. We're trying to give out free information that literally, folks, it's life or death. Life or death information. If you don't know, the government, our government, is involved in false flag terror. You need to know, okay? You need to know the system is controlled. Okay, we got Jonathan Ellenoff from We Are Change Colorado. I am Jason Burmis. Remember, Truth Rising coming to PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th, and it'll be shipping out just around that time, too. So definitely check it out. It's the 9/11 Chronicles. Badass film by Alex Jones. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power. And the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back with Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado. But before we get back into the fact that, you know, we still do have a First Amendment, we are allowed to give out free DVDs and information. Again, trying to spread the truth, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. Our sponsors make this show possible, make things like InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, and JonesReport.com possible. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically everyone of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff, and for all the best reasons. Again, there really is Enerfood in the office. I should actually grab a can of that. You know, people throw it in their coffee in the morning, their juice. Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need. For less than a dollar a day, go to enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com. Click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. And I got to tell you, after taking the stuff, I don't know, my brother is big into those throttle drinks and Red Bull and all that stuff. I can't drink that stuff. It's syrupy. It tastes like gross. It's got caffeine in it. It's like a big boost. Ugh, it's just totally and completely disgusting. Now, when I first tried Enerfood, I was like, I tried it like 2:30 in the morning. You know, it was like my first week here. I'm really trying to drive this movie through. And I was shocked at the energy boost that I got. And I really didn't get a crash. That was what was weird to me. It wasn't a crash. It was kind of a slow mellow out, you know, kind of goes away. But Enerfood's good stuff, guys. Also, New Vitality Aloe Ease. With all the junk we eat, it's important to do your very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, has a product called Aloe Ease. Aloe Ease is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloe Ease all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. You can go to Infowars.com, find the banner, or you can call 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. Now, Jonathan, you've really taken off this year, really bull by the horns is how I like to call it. I mean, you started the We Are Change chapter in Colorado. You've confronted numerous political figures about the New World Order, globalization, 9/11. I mean, you're all over the place, and you're not too busy to educate the little guy, which is what we're about. I mean, you're out on the streets handing out DVDs, and now they're trying to criminalize that. Why don't you just go over that?
Well, you know, obviously we got a coming police state. Well, we're already actually in a police state. We've been in one for a while. I think we've got a coming martial law, more intensive police state. And for those who don't know, actually martial law is really already going on if you look at some of the acts that were passed, executive orders. So the military and the police have all kinds of exempted kinds of powers and privileges, and they're using them all the time. In Denver, for instance, for the DNC protests, they passed all these laws that are not just unconstitutional, but they're illegal. And I'll give you an example of one that they did. Like, for instance, you cannot protest, hold a sign, wear a shirt with a political ring to it, anything, without a permit.
And that was done in 2000 in Seattle, where literally people were not allowed to walk to work if they had an anti-WTO button on, folks. Free speech is over, but continue.
And in order to get these permits, you have to go through this lottery process, which is supposed to be transparent. It's not. And let's just say, hypothetically, you get one of these permits. You can't even go where you'd like to go and say what you'd like to say or wear what you want to wear. They have these designated free speech zones where you can go, and even then, the press is not going to be covering them because they're 2.25 miles away from the actual DNC convention itself. So we're talking major violation of civil liberties. I mean,
well, these free speech zones are there to squelch dissent. They're there to make the appearance that there is nobody upset with what's going on. And it's also there to try to appease those who think they have a First Amendment, Jonathan. I mean, they did this back in 2004 at the DNC over in Boston, which was absolutely ridiculous. Alex Jones got some really good pictures up on Infowars.com. If you go to the archives, and you can see the jackboot cops literally in big black uniforms. People were smart enough to scrawl 1984 into the sidewalks. And really, that to me was the beginning of this free speech zone mentality. You know, they're not going to give you a place where you're going to be heard. They're not going to give you a place where your message is going to get across. They're going to put you miles away from the event so you cannot have an effect. And they're saying, well, it's too bad. We're going to arrest you otherwise. What is going on with the DNC right now? I know you're still planning to go there. Who else is planning to go to the DNC?
Well, what's going on right now is I successfully dismantled two groups that looked like that they were actually planning demonstrations that were going to put protesters within arm's length of police officers. One protest
was surrounding the Denver Mint, literally 25 feet from the actual county jail. And I actually effectively dismantled those groups. And most of the people who have broken away now from that group have formed a new group that is calling for nonviolence. In fact, I know many of the people in that group.
Which just shows the incredible power one person can have, folks. Jonathan Elinoff is making those changes. Continue.
Right, and I'm good friends with a lot of people. There's a new group called Alliance for Real Democracy, and it's a bunch of people who, they had no idea the groups I was talking about were going to be violent until they looked at the demonstrations that I helped expose, which not too many people knew about. I went to some core meetings and was able to get all this information out to the public. And they all agreed it was there was no message to the demonstrations. The demonstrations were designed to put people in aggravated situations and agitated situations that were going to put them literally within arm's length of cops. And they all broke away. They're making a big stance for peace. But I did a lot of harm to that group in terms of them. They can't get funding. The all Penn State University's broken away from them. All these people are now breaking away from them. And it's been interesting. There's been a split. There's some people who don't like me because of the work I've had to make, the extra work people have now had to do because of what I was saying.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what? If they don't like it, it's too bad. If you're not going to follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if you're going to try to provocateur an event where you throw paint on people, where you bring a shield, okay, where you try to upset police into attacking you, something needs to be done, Jonathan, and you did that. You know?
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
Well, and the demonstrations speak for themselves. I mean, surrounding the Denver Mint had no message to it. And I asked them about that. What was the point of surrounding the Mint? And they said, well, you know, the economy's getting bad. And I said, well, the law states, according to when we went to the Mint and asked the security guard, that if you attempt to obstruct that fence or vandalize it or surround it, they can actually shoot you on sight. And they had a whole demonstration to surround angry radical protesters that surround that Mint, which is located right across the street from the jail where the police are setting up their headquarters.
And they, and by the way, they love violence. They crave death, especially prior to the RNC. You know, they get something done at the DNC. You know what I'm saying? Then the RNC is, I mean, totally off limits. Let's say someone got shot and killed at the DMC protesting. There would be no chance of any kind of free speech whatsoever within a 5 to 10 mile radius of where they hold the RNC. I guarantee that. And, you know, it would just be out there to, you know, try to parade this false left-right paradigm in front of all of us saying, oh, look at the left. Look at the left. They can't even stop from acting like animals. You know, and then they'll, seriously, that's what they'll do. And they'll show, oh, see, this is why you need to be a Republican. Further ingraining Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal into people's minds when we are about freedom, we are about the Constitution, we are about the Bill of Rights and being a free humanity. I don't know about you, but I was actually ecstatic with the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that habeas corpus is still in effect. And then you see fearmongers like Newt Gingrich and McCain come out and say, oh, now a U.S. city's going to blow up and it's on their heads. And this is the worst decision ever. It sounds pretty suspect to me. By the way, folks, I'm going to be taking your calls, so hopefully in the next segment, Jonathan and I will be answering questions for you. But why don't you tell people, at least in your area, how they can get involved in We Are Change? Because these are the groups that are having an effect, Jonathan. These are the groups that are on the front lines. These are the groups that are handing out DVDs that aren't cowering towards the jackboot officers that are saying, you don't have a right to hand out no DVDs. You're peddling. You're a peddler. So how can we join?
Oh, we have WeAreChangeColorado.org, which is the activist front. TruthAlliance.net, which is working on tons of projects right now. I know we have a new We Are Change hub site. The actual just WeAreChange.org site is being redone by Truth Alliance. It looks phenomenal. I've already seen it. Hopefully that'll be done soon.
Excellent.
They're working on a United Peace and Justice, a peace march for the first responders and family members to get something visual to get attention to 9/11. So I know there's a lot of stuff going on. We have projects up and down that we're trying to finish. I have a film, Core of Corruption, that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully. And, there's always something going on. Handing out DVDs, we have massive 800 to 1,000 DVDs we hand out a week in Colorado. So we know we're hitting them, and we're hitting them hard. What's interesting, I wanted to mention, We're actually in our own struggle with Alliance for Real Democracy. They've banned We Are Change from being a part of them because we blew the whistle on violent protests and caused a bunch of people to work actually overtime to get grants and stuff. So they don't like us. And so we're trying to figure out why we're the group that blew the whistle so that people could be peaceful. And anyways, it's really weird. So we're starting to look at this, and hopefully people get the message. Look, if it's not one group, it'll be another, or it'll be an individual. Someone's going to plan something to make us look bad. So we got to keep our head up, and we got to look for this stuff, and we can't expel anybody.
That's right. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. Remember, 9/11 Truth Rising coming your way July 4th. We'll be back after this. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. An entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're back. I got Jonathan Ellenoff from We Are Change Colorado on the line, and we're going to go to your phone calls. A bunch of California calls to go to. Sunny California. Let me tell you, sunny Texas is ultra hot. I step outside, it's 100 plus. I'm dying out here. I can't wait to get back to New York. I can't lie. Before we get back into things and taking your calls, I just want to let everybody know about eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. Well, I do know that out in New York, they're rationing how much rice you can buy at BJ's Wholesale Club and Sam's Club, and it's crazy. 3 bags of rice per visit, that's just un-American. With stored food, you eliminate the worry. Our biggest sponsor, which is eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States today. These are the experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or click on the huge banner at the very top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Act now while you still have the freedom to choose. Now, again, folks, Truth Rising coming your way. Obviously, Fabled Enemies will be done at the end of the summer. We're looking at a late August, early September release date for that. I'm stoked. If you want to get to know me, or a little bit more about me, you can go to myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I do read everything I get. I don't always respond, guys. I do get a lot of messages. But some of the very stories I talked about today, for instance, that Australian database, were tips that somebody sent me over on my MySpace. So I encourage you to go over there, check it out, and give me a little email. I do respond sometimes. So let's go to phone calls. Remember, I am with Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado, somebody who actually made a difference, folks. Somebody who didn't say, I can't do anything, I have no power. He actually has incredible power, just like all of us do. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad, not bad. I was actually calling in regards to one of your previous segments, mm-hmm. When you were talking about health concerns and Dennis Kucinich you brought up.
Okay.
And, you know, the more research I've done about this guy, you know, the more I like him. You know, I've actually noticed that in 2001, it looks like he introduced a bill to the House called the Space Preservation Act. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but, you know,
Familiar with it. What is it, all against militarizing space?
Yeah, you know, it talks about banning chemtrails, electronic, psychotronic information weapons.
You know, I'm glad that you just mentioned chemtrails, because this is something I didn't mention yet, but Beck, the musical artist, has a new song entitled Chemtrails. And he's like, look up into the sky, you know, what's going on? Where did all the people go? And it's just very interesting. We got a tip from that, but continue.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, it's kind of odd that, you know, I've never heard anyone ask him about this this bill that he's presented.
Well, I'd definitely love to engage him on it. I mean, I'm just stoked that the guy came on Alex Jones and said,
definitely.
You know, if they let these 35 articles of impeachment just kind of wade in the water, they don't act on them, I'm going to stand on the floor for 8-plus hours and put out 60-plus articles of impeachment. Now, I watched on and off because, again, this was over 3 hours, his 35 articles of impeachment. Thanks to Justin Martell of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, he let me know as soon as it started happening. I went and started taping it. But the cojones on this guy, I mean, he was listing everything from illegal wiretapping and surveillance to 9/11 to Gitmo prisoners to torture. I mean, he really laid it down. And he's number one right now. He is the number one guy seeking truth in office. You know, I still love Cynthia McKinney. I still love Ron Paul. But this is the guy asking the hard questions, and he's pressing on, man. Look at Kucinich. He's not a big man of stature, yet he has incredible power, even though the mainstream media ignores him, Chris.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, actually, he was on, Friday with Alex, I think?
It was either Thursday or Friday. It was a big day for radio. It was him, Nader, others. I mean, it was big.
Yeah, and he was saying that, you know, he'd like to come back on next couple of weeks, and, you know, I'd just like to maybe get someone to ask him, you know, about the Space Preservation Act or maybe chemtrails.
Sure. I will keep that in mind, and I will lay that down on the producers. Hopefully we can book him. He is a tough guest to book, but we thank him for his courage. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Martin in California. Martin, are you with us?
Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I heard the last part of Mark's interview. Did he say that Michael Reagan is not in town, that he was leaving town today or something?
Yeah, he's going out of the country. He's going to be doing his radio show, but it's all going to be recorded, supposedly. And that's why Mark Dice was recorded. Hey, I encourage people to listen to it and check it out, man, because I want to see what he has to say. This guy should not get away with threatening us with death. Anything else, Martin?
Yeah, I got in to Clear Channel today, and I got on the air with the story about Mark.
Stay right there. We're going to come back. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When John McCain was asked whether or not he'd be interested in Cheney in his administration, he said, "I don't know if I would want him as a vice president. He and I have the same strengths," which is evil, obviously. But to serve in other capacities? Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Oh, McCain, you're just such a puppet. It's unbelievable. We got Jonathan Elanoff from We Are Change Colorado with us. And remember, they do some great things over there. Jonathan also posts blogs over at my little site, loosechange911.com. And I'd like to encourage everybody to go to loosechangethefinalcut.com and get a couple copies of the film. Perhaps, you know, make 10 or 20 copies from that copy that you buy and hand them out. Because we are in an information war, especially when they're trying to arrest us for giving out that free information. We have Martin from from California on the line. And you were saying how you got through to Clear Channel this morning?
Yeah, well, first off, we scheduled the protest of Michael Reagan today, but I didn't know he was going to be out of town. What do you think? Would you still do it, or do you think we should wait till he comes back?
No, definitely do it, man. Go down there and make sure that they know that it's not cool to hire somebody who called for the murder of American citizens. And
right.
the shooting deaths of American citizens. Look, I rock an Investigate 9/11 shirt, or a 9/11 was an inside job shirt, or, you know, in, you know, question 9/11 truth. Now, I wear that stuff 2-3 times a week. The last thing I need to do is to be walking down the street and one of Reagan's crazed listeners come up and shoot me. Okay? I don't need that.
Right.
I don't need it for wearing for being somebody who believes in the truth. For expressing my free speech, for trying to spread the message. I you know what? I don't need to get capped in the head by some crazy. So
right. Well, and Michael Reagan, the thing about Michael Reagan is, you know, we have to remember, you know, his show, on his site, you can go and see his producer. His phone number's on the site. The fax is there. All the P.O. box. If you guys want to contact him, I encourage people to contact him and voice your opinions to this guy. You have to remember, his stepfather, Ronald Reagan, launched the DEA, created the false war on drugs in ever-expanding prison industrial complex at the same time Iran-Contra was going on. So we have to remember, Michael Reagan's the last one to talk about treason or anything along the terms of traitor. His father was investigated for treason while drugs were being brought into this country under his years. He created the war on drugs. I mean, you can't get any more treasonous than that.
Not only that, but this guy, listen, this guy is a spoiled rich kid who thinks he's above the law because he was the president's son. That's the bottom line. This guy feels like he's beyond reproach. I mean, that's the real deal. I guarantee that's how he feels. He lived a life of privilege. His father was the president. He got away with everything and anything he ever wanted to do. So he really thinks he has carte blanche to say whatever he wants. And if he calls for our murders, that's okay, because he's part of the elite. At least he thinks he is. He's not really part of the elite. He's such a lower echelon. Yeah, he's a wannabe for sure, Martin. Look, go down there. I totally encourage you, man, and let us know how it goes. Post it on YouTube. I thank you for the call. Let's jump, man. We got so many California calls. Let's jump to Josh in Hollywood, California. Josh, you with us? Josh, you there?
I'm here. Hang on a second.
All right. Little phone issues. All right, Jonathan, or not Jonathan? Josh, what do you want to talk about? Yes.
That was a quick jump, bro. How you doing today?
Good, man. Good.
Can't hear you. Hang on. I'm having some
fun. All right. Oh, live radio. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about, Josh?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to say good job to everybody. It's just nice to see that there's people out there doing stuff. And, you know, hopefully we can turn this thing around. It's going to take a lot of us. I'm very frustrated, actually. I'm a college student, and one of the topics that comes up often, no matter what class it is, whether it's philosophy or one of my courses for my major, there's often war on terror, preemptive attacks, and this sort of stuff. And some of the responses that some of the students are giving are just chilling. It's like they didn't pay attention in their high school civics class. They didn't pay attention in their high school history class. They don't understand why the government doesn't have a right to know what you're doing in your home, why you have a right to privacy, why you have a right to free speech, why you have a right to bear arms. People are afraid of weapons now rather than being glad that they can have them to defend themselves against people who have something else. You know,
well,
it's just...
Well, let me say this, man. Like, Josh, I mean, let's be honest.
It's nice to see people out there actually doing something about it and showing people that, hey, you know, this isn't right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but let's be honest. I mean, civics is dead. I mean, civics class, I didn't even have civics class, and I was in high school 10 years ago. You know, 10-plus years ago now. I just went to my 10th anniversary.
I thought that it was a federal requirement to have a civics class. Maybe that was a state requirement, but I thought that the whole country was required to have a course in
I remember
in US government.
When I, well, I did take a course in government, but it wasn't called civics, and it was a half a semester course, and then I took youth and justice, which was also, I guess, kind of like a civics course, but not really. But really, the meat of what I did take that gave me any kind of education on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the laws, is that I took advanced placement history for college credit out of SUNY Albany in high school. And really, that's about it for me. I mean, maybe youth and justice, maybe government, but I mean, people just are not taught that you are a free human being, that they don't have the right to come in and approach you and demand information and things from you. That's the Fourth Amendment. We have the right to be secure in our persons and our property. And you don't see that anymore.
And that's legally speaking. I mean, just as a man, as a human being, nobody's got that right anyway. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me that I have those rights. Those rights are mine, and if people don't want to give me those rights, then I will take those rights for myself. Live free or die, it says on the New Hampshire license plate. And when I was a kid, I always thought that was kind of, I didn't really understand it until about a few years ago, and now I understand what it means, and that's my attitude. And people, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I mean, if you look at history and you look at what happens when you appease government, when you appease tyrants, or even when you appease the bully on the playground. I mean, because most people aren't really ahead. They're about 5 years ahead of a monkey squabble, socially speaking. I mean, let's be honest. We develop the most in our 1 to 5 years as a child when we're 1 to 5 years old. Okay, we're 5 years ahead of a monkey squabble, and everything that happens in society you can see on the playground. And if you really look at society and you really understand it, and you sit there and you watch C-SPAN, you listen to these people talk, you know, they use some fancy words, their articulation and diction's a little bit better than the guy down the street, but it's really not all that different. And the sooner that people wake up and realize that it's the blind leading the blind, the emperor has no clothes, and it's not a conspiracy. You know, people always jump out, no, it's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's the way that it is. The sun's out. You know, this person's doing this thing, that person's doing that thing. Human nature's the way that it is. And with 24 types of human nervous system, I'd say that there's 24 conspiracies afoot at any one time.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you 110%,
anyway,
Josh.
That's all I got to say. I hope everybody keeps up the good work. And I hope that we can all somehow coordinate this, because we're all kind of working on different things and we're all kind of hitting different angles. And I just hope that we can all come together and make this great again.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, Josh. I'm with him. I mean, I hope that we can gear up and organize. I worry about centralization because, you know, once you do that, you make it a lot easier to infiltrate, Jonathan. You make it a lot easier for some type of a COINTELPRO operation to be a little bit more effective. But at some point, we will have to organize all of these groups together, all the great groups, the groups like We Are Change, the groups like TruthAction.org, the groups like Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, you know, Veterans for 9/11 Truth, people that are really concerned. Go ahead.
We do have a temporary system that Jason and I, Jason Charles of our Truth Alliance, you know, are trying to promote, which is over at TruthAlliance.net, we have a new feature that they paid for and built out under their profiles. And what we're trying to do is get people to sign up, create a little profile, just like Facebook or MySpace or anything like that, except for this is for the Truther movement. And basically, we're going to create newsletters, and it's We Are Change, it's 9/11 Truth, it's Info Warriors. We only got about 170 members so far.
And by the way, there's also another social networking thing out there with LoneLantern.org and Gary Franchi. Right. In fact, I should get a hold of him because he put that together, and I haven't really checked it out. And LoneLantern.org is really another one of those organizations that is out on the forefront. And folks, I mean, please, go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Find the most hard-hitting articles and then send them to 15 or 20 friends. I mean, there's 15 hard-hitting articles on those sites daily.
Or daily. Get the DVDs. Order the DVDs. I tell people, you know, some of the best stuff. You know, when I saw Terror Storm, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know anything about what went on in the 7/7 bombings in London. Uh-huh. I knew nothing. Uh-huh. And Alex Jones opened me up to a whole world of the history of false flag terrorism, and it changed my life forever. And everyone I've ever handed Terror Storm to, same thing. I've never had a negative response from that. Everyone wakes up immediately. And what's really interesting with the older generations is you get people to come back and tell you, oh, yeah, you know, this is just another chapter in a long history of treason that these guys have been doing. They were involved in Kennedy, they were Watergate, and Iran-Contra.
Some of them know about Gladio. I mean, yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, but that's how we have to do it. Let's take some more calls, Jonathan. Let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, are you with us?
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was kind of calling in a little off-topic of what the other callers were talking about, but
sure.
Kind of, you know, how the state and how it kind of starts in schools.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Kind of like how the police state is really starting in schools now.
And you're talking about really grade schools, you know, kindergarten through 12. Just like I just said, in Australia, they literally have a database of every student and their goals, their career opportunities, their grades. We have cameras going up in all of these schools. And, you know, they also run a lot of drills. I mean, you sound like a young guy. What are you, in high school right now?
I'm going into sophomore year. I recently posted this video on YouTube because I was just simply talking, and I was then written up for what was they cited as disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
So then I asked them why I was being written up, and it was a simple question of authority, and they called the police in.
Oh, MySpace me, right? You MySpace me a couple times. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to me that they would call the police on a student for speaking up, but not really. I mean, I got to tell you, even when I was in school, we had these, all of a sudden, code red would come out over the loudspeakers. They literally locked down the, and this is a small school, man. I graduated with 55 people, okay? My entire high school had about 300 people. And they locked down the rooms, they brought in the drug-sniffing dogs, and they parade around as our saviors. You know, total police state. And you're right, you don't have free speech anymore in this country, especially in a classroom. If you look what happened to that Japanese teacher recently, you know, he talked about 9/11 being an inside job with his students, and he was forced to make a public apology to the PTA. Now, you were written up, the police come in. Explain it to me. What do the police even say to you at this point? What do? They take you down to the office like you're the bad guy and interrogate you?
It was about 3:20, and school gets out at 3:18. I've already got all my school supplies, and I'm already right next to the exit, and here comes a police officer with one of the school officials, and she comes up to me, and she goes, you're going to have to come with me now. And I just simply ask the simple questions, what am I being detained for? Am I free to go? What I do? She didn't answer them. And then I said, why are you detaining me? She didn't answer them. And she just told me, if you don't come with me, I'm going to put you in handcuffs. Stop any further.
So where does this go? I mean, did your parents come down? Did they charge you with anything? Did they try to write you a ticket? Or did they just kind of really try to scare you? Because that's their thing. They want to make you fear them. They're the authority.
Mostly scare tactics. Because they held me in there for about an hour trying to tell me, you know, like, you're not going to go anywhere with this. You're not getting anything accomplished with this. They didn't contact my parents. If it weren't for a friend telling my parents, they wouldn't be there. They're trying to use scare tactics to get me. They basically wanted to get me to, you know, they want you to give up your civil liberties once you come into the school.
Bow down before your leaders. I'm hoping your parents, you know, filed a complaint, said they don't like this, called the administrator, called the principal, something. Or they? Yeah, did your parents not just get it? Do they get it yet? You're a young guy. You seem to get it. They don't get it, do they?
No, my parents definitely get it. We were actually I got in contact with Luke Radelski recently, and my parents are gonna call him up, and we're trying to work on something like flooding the phone lines in, because you know they need to just get the message that they can't keep doing this. Whether it's over now, but you know they just cannot keep instilling the police state. So
it's not over, buddy. You know what? If we want our freedom, it's never going to be over. We're going to have to fight this tyranny. We're going to have to press on. I love what you're doing, man. I hope that Luke can help you out. He's a good person to get in touch with. God bless you and your parents. Rob, I thank you for the call. Check in with me on MySpace. I'm going to be hosting all week. Any developments, we'll have you on for a 15-minute segment. We should really get him on anyway. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's jump to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing there, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a few subjects that I've been wanting to talk about. First,
sure.
I called Friday when I was listening to that thing about Mike Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I did was I called his radio show,
mm-hmm.
got the answering machine, of course, and I said, you're going to need more than one bullet. I said, you're going to need millions. I said, you got one marked with my name on it because there's a lot of us out here. But anyway,
well, Mike Reagan has no idea what he's doing. He's drawing a line in the sand, and he cannot fight a battle that he has no idea who's on the other side. There are so many people in this movement that will pursue him now legally. He's going to be harassed the rest of his life for saying that. He
kicked himself in the
to talk about treason.
he kicked himself in the teeth, you know.
No, I agree. I mean, he doesn't even know what he's opened. It hasn't even been a week on yet that he said these things. And when it is a week on, he's going to start feeling it. A month on, he's really going to start feeling it. And if we do this thing right, a year from now, when he's in court, he's really going to feel it. And he's going to feel it in the place that affects a guy like him the most, in his wallet.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. It was piece on MSNBC. You were talking about they're monitoring the food we eat and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what we can eat and what we can't. Over in Japan, the government.
Yes, I did see this. It's a 34-inch waistline.
33.5.
Yeah, it's actually unreal. Yeah, you can't have a 34-inch waistline in Japan. What they're going to do is they're going to measure it. And if you're over 33.5 inches, well, you're gonna be put on a diet, and they're gonna inspect you. You're gonna have a little time to lose the weight, but if you don't lose the weight, you can be arrested, right? I mean, you literally go to jail for being fat in that country now.
Well, I read where it's 6 months, and then they'll start giving you financial penalties.
Listen, you can't make this stuff up. They're now trying to penalize people for being overweight. Total police state, total control. They'd love to have it here in America. They'd love it.
There was just one more thing, and that was Army Regulation 210-35. It was something Alex was talking about, about the prison inmate labor and the civilian inmate labor. If you Google that, Army Regulation 210-35.
Yeah, that means if you're in a wheelchair, you still have to... You still have to work for them, right?
Well, I am in a wheelchair. I'm a quadriplegic.
Oh my God! I'm sorry, sir.
But anyway, it's civilian and inmate labor, and they're supposedly going to use the nonviolent criminals. But it literally says they don't get paid. You have to work. They work for them. But on another this last subject.
Hold on, Joe. Actually, hold over. We'll talk about that last subject on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. That's right, folks. They're enslaving you through private prisons.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows
the good guys lost.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
That is how it goes.
Unless you're ready to man up and take on the system.
Everybody knows.
You know, the fact that they're actually going to regulate what people can eat in another country reminds me of that sci-fi movie The Island, where they got all these clones. They don't know they're clones. They're basically going to be there to have their organs harvested, another lovely thing that goes on over in China. Anyway, they're there as backups for their actual people to have their organs organs basically harvested. They're nothing but cattle to these people. And the real interesting thing about it is that they don't know it, but they're being regulated. They have to, you know, go to the bathroom every day, and they figure out what they're allowed to eat, and this guy's upset because he can't eat bacon, he can't eat this. And basically they're doing that to make you like a breed of a dog, you know, to tell you what you can and can't have, to control you further. And I'm so glad that Joe in Pennsylvania brought that up. Really good points you're bringing up, Joe. So why don't you bring up that final point with us?
Final point had to do with, it was a caller that had called before. And I was just curious, you know, I was on another radio talk show host, or talk show, and, you know, they had all these illegal immigrants out doing their march, half a million of them. And they had a, you know, black people did a million-man march. And I was just curious, our greatest, you know, to protect ourselves, you know, you guys have a lot of great groups, and I love Alex Jones, but if they're naive enough to think if they silence him, they're going to silence the movement, that's very naive. But my question is this, and I'm going to get off the phone after this so you guys can talk about it. What are the chances of just uniting us for a little while to make a huge march on Washington?
Well, I got to tell you, the best shot we got right now is Ron Paul, and you mentioned the million more march happened a couple years ago, and Farrakhan organized those things. Now,
yes.
Love him or hate him, Louis Farrakhan knows about 9/11. He's gone public about it. He knows about the power structure. He openly says that the real ruler of this planet is Satan.
Yes.
Okay, and love him or hate him, I think he's got a lot of good things to say. And love him or hate him, he's one of the few guys that can get millions of people.
Like Alex said, let's drop our color, our religion, our race, our creed, whatever, and just unite under that one banner of freedom and truth.
I agree, man. I agree totally, and I hope we can do it. You know, I hope that thing is a success this summer. I know Ron Paul is now doing another convention, but you know what? I'm going to try to get in touch with Farrakhan. I've been in touch with his people before, and maybe he is the guy, you know, because it's by any means necessary to me, Joe, to get us out there, to let people know there are millions of us, that we want change, that we know about 9/11, and we want our Constitution and Bill of Rights back.
You're doing a great work, and I'm praying for all of you.
All right, thank you, Joe. What's your take on that, Jonathan? I mean, it's pretty much by any means necessary, as long as we are peaceful about it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the funny thing about China, communist China, is Bush, of course, remember, made them most favored nation in 2002, and that was still during the time that they had the one-child policy, and they were killing, you know, female babies and all kinds of things, and we still have the struggle with Tibet and Burma.
Well, that's what they want here. That's the whole implementation of this green movement and this carbon tax. It's to make you feel bad for living your life, for having a family, for having two cars, for having a big house. We're the culprits, folks. Listen, we're going to take your calls in the final hour. I want to let everybody know. Live streaming video over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Remember, Truth Rising coming to PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis is where you can get at me. We'll be back after this. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it feels good to be alive, I got to tell you. I love doing this final hour on PrisonPlanet.tv. For all you subscribers out there, I love how it gets out on YouTube. I love how you spread the word. It encourages me. It lets me know that this info war will not be fought in vain. That we can take on these tyrants. That although the world we live in is ruled by evil, that does not stop us from doing good. You know, no matter how many lies, manipulative disinformation they put out there, there are going to be people like you and me, folks, that aren't going to stand for it. That are going to educate the masses. That are going to tell our friends and family. That are going to try to stop this system. Corruption, of greed, of decadence, and of death. And that's what it is. So that being said, I'm just going to go through your calls for this hour. If you got something to say, now's the time to say it. Let's go to Dave in California, yet another California call. Dave, are you with us?
Code Brown, all you neo-commies out there, run around and scream and soil your drawers. Yeah, I got a couple things for you, Jason, real
sure.
fast. First, big hi and thank you, and God bless you, and good job to all the We Are Change folks out there, including Denver, including Ireland, including the folks that were at Chantilly and took down the Bilderbergs and made them look stupid and powerless and weak and ridiculous like they are, a bunch of hoarding little pukes. And I got two pieces of really good news for you. One,
all right.
We've had a whole week of clear blue, high blue sky, no chemtrails whatsoever, and I'm really attuned to this.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, speaking of getting DVDs out to the troops and information out to the troops, as soon as I heard this Michael Reagan and what he had to say about us and our people, I called his offices and gave him my P.O. box and demanded a response in writing to my charge that what he had done was criminal and it needed to be addressed. And if anybody in this organization is hurt as a result of it, that we're going to not only hold Michael Reagan responsible, we're going to hold the radio station and all the managers and everybody else personally liable. Also, and this is just totally off the subject, but you guys are going to love it. I know Alex is a Jimi Hendrix fan. I have a friend who just found a couple DVDs with 300 unpublished Hendrix songs and interviews and all kinds of stuff, and also a really nice DVD of him. So I'm sending that stuff out to you guys right away. There might be some good bumper stuff in there, but at least you'll enjoy it, and feel free to copy and spread it out.
Oh, excellent, man. I thank you so much for that. And, yeah, man, if anything does happen to any of us, I hope that we double, triple, quadruple our efforts. And I hope that people are going to double and triple, quadruple their efforts today after Mark Dice came on and explained that, yes, he was allowed on his radio show, but it was a pre-recorded interview. They're going to edit it any way they like. And Reagan's taken off out of the country. He feels the heat. I guarantee it. I guarantee people got a hold of his phone number. They called his house. He doesn't feel so comfortable anymore. He doesn't feel like the spoiled rich kid he was raised at. He's a real telephone tough guy. That's what I like to call these people, telephone tough guys. They'll say whatever they want behind a microphone or behind a phone, but face-to-face, tell me you're going to shoot me in the head, Michael Reagan. Get 2 feet from me and pull a gun. Let's see what happens. I thank you for the call, man. Let's keep pushing forward. Let's go to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Jason, thanks.
You got it.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this prison break over there in Kandahar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? 1,000 people gone. Okay,
yeah.
400 of them Taliban. Now, isn't it just so convenient that they want to break out these dangerous tourists, the tourists that are going to get us, we can't ever secure the actual terrorists, only goat farmers. So they constantly are attacking us. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. And, you know, and they won't give you the right statistics. You know, I finally looked it up, and there was 1,059 prisoners.
All right, hold on. We're going to talk about this on the other side because it's really important, because today they're reporting that in Afghanistan, the Taliban's taken over again. Gee, I wonder if it has anything to do with all those Taliban that escaped. Sounds like a script to me. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. An entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We live in a country that is the number one superpower militarily in the world, okay? But somehow, we can't get a handle on a few hundred, under 1,000 Taliban members that are now wreaking havoc in Afghanistan, a war of aggression that we started almost 7 years ago. We still can't get a handle on that country due to a ragtag group of people who literally have no equipment, folks, and aren't even in the thousands. We're talking to Tyler in Washington about it. And it's mind-blowing that they still keep pulling the same enemies and not even in any significant numbers, Tyler.
that's right. You know, it sure reminds me of those two British agents that were bombing stuff and got caught, and all of a sudden they got broke out of prison.
Well, before the British MPs could even get there to break them out of the prison, the heads of the prison already knew to let them go. I mean, they knew right away. They're like, look, we don't want to get in trouble here. Obviously, these guys are military, and they were, you know, part of some covert action. It doesn't matter that they were blowing up mosques, you know, women and children. That's cool. As long as they're military, they get away with it. They've got a pass. They're above the law.
Yep. I had to read about it before it even would make it to the, you know, the little media loop that they run, you know, with the nude bicyclists and all that stuff. But, you know, 1,000 people are broken out of a prison. Well, actually, it was supposed, they say 870, and I did the math, and it was 892.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there should be an exact number if these are dangerous criminals, you know, that 22 they're missing. If 22 people broke out of a federal penitentiary here, you know, that's all you would hear about.
Listen, the bottom line is, if they were any kind of danger to any part of our national security apparatus, to any part of the United States of America, they would be detained somewhere where they wouldn't be getting out. They would be under armed U.S. guard. Okay, this is a show. This is something to put out fear and say, look, the Taliban's back. We got to stay in Afghanistan. We might not even need to deploy more troops to Afghanistan. In fact, maybe Afghanistan's going to be the focus instead of Iraq for a little while they gear up towards a war with Iran. Tyler, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Eric in Wisconsin. Eric, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm breathing.
All right.
Say, listen, I hear the question constantly. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to a lot of people, and I've passed out some videos and whatnot, and, you know, the attitude across the board is pretty much, yeah, we know the government's messed up, but well, what do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought about it. I can't sleep at night. And I've come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the economy. I think about the political state in our country. And it really boils down to personal independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a chain is only as strong as the weakest link. And if every single one of us could follow a plan to kind of get our own lives in order, as far as, like, getting out of debt, maybe running for public office. You know, we're so dependent on the system. And when the system fails, everything fails.
Well, I'm with you there. And the problem is that we have grown up in such a consumerist culture. The average family ain't getting out of debt. You know, they got $40,000 in debt just in their car alone, a couple $100,000 in debt in their home. Okay, they don't really own anything in their house because it's bought on credit. And, you know, they've probably got, you know, somewhere between $10,000 to $30,000 in the bank for all that debt. Now the dollar's been totally devalued. I agree with your point that they need to run for local office. I really see that as the only way that we're going to be able to take this Leviathan on if we have city council members, if we have state senators, if we have people that are running for Congress in their district. Okay, that's why I like what Ron Paul's doing with this campaignforliberty.org. Hopefully they're serious. Hopefully they are going to get people who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights into local government, because that's the first place we need to infiltrate, Eric.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and independence is just that. For every debt that we have, or for, you know, for electricity bill or phone bill or everything, each one of those is like an arm being tied down. And, you know, how many people even grow gardens anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, it boils down to every single part of your life that you could have control over. We're relinquishing that control for a false sense of security.
No, absolutely. And look at how much our energy bills have gone up in the past, you know, 7 or 8 years since 9/11. I mean, ever since we put that into the hands of Enron, you've just seen a doubling and tripling of how much electricity costs, how much gas costs. We already know that oil is up to an unprecedented rate where we're going to start paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline in this country. And that's going to be the norm. And people have been prepped for that. You know, they spanned it out over a few years so that instead of total outrage of jumping from $1.50 to $5, they jumped to $1.50 to $2 to $2.25, brought it down to below $2, and then it's up to $3, and now it's up to almost $4, but they'll bring it down below $3, and then it'll be $3.50 on the regular, and now it's $4 on the regular. And you watch, by the end of the summer, most of us are going to be paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline, and they've quelched most of the dissent by doing it incrementally. People are just not upset. They're just not awake, man. They're drinking the fluoridated water. They're watching 7 hours of television. They're more concerned with Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, and they've got to drop it, man. They need to wake up. They got to realize if they want a Constitution and Bill of Rights, if they want a government for and by the people, they're going to need to become that government, Eric.
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, couldn't agree more. And so, yeah, get out of debt. And these large corporations, they calculate every single penny they spend. They know where it's going and what it's going to. We don't do that. We just splurge, and you know, we go out to eat. We buy things we don't need. You know, you don't need a brand new car. You could buy a used car for a few thousand dollars and have it paid for, and not have that debt hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Charles in Ohio. Charles, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I am. I appreciate a chance to talk to you and your audience.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the work you do, too.
Well, thank you, man.
I just have a short comment. I think there's a few things people ought to know. We got an election coming up, and there ought to be questions in everybody's mind concerning, the global carbon tax and fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my own research, and I think people should know that a common 4,000-pound car is capable of getting 80 miles to a gallon on straight gasoline. If the government really cared about fuel prices, they could mix our gasoline now with 50% water, 50% gasoline. And a common car can be converted to run off of water.
Mm-hmm.
And if they cared about pollution, our cars now, we currently have technology. And these things are facts. They're not fantasy. They can be backed up. A common car can be run closed loop. That's where the exhaust gas goes back into the intake.
Mm-hmm.
These would drastically increase the efficiency of an automobile and improve the miles per gallon. And these are, like I say, these are history. They're not fantasy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, this is about supply and demand. And they control the supply of oil now, so they can demand what they want. They have no interest in pushing these technologies. I mean, look at the electric car. I watched Who Killed the Electric Car. There's no doubt in my mind that that thing could have been improved upon, and they made it so that people who bought that car could only lease it, and they took it back. Okay, if you look at, you know, the fuel cell research, that's old school. That's very old. I mean, fuel cells are kind of a joke. If you go and Google online, I believe it's saltwater burns, you'll see how this man has converted saltwater to energy. He put it through a certain frequency. They're doing tests on it. But he converted his car to run mostly on water. That's true. The government has no interest in free energy for you and I because controlling how much power we're allowed, the heat of our homes, the amount we can travel in our car, is beneficial to them because we constantly are paying our, you know, criminal overlords to live, to breathe, to survive in the society today. So I encourage people to do the research that you're talking about, and I thank you for the call, Charles. Yeah, there's a lot of alternative energy out there, folks, and there's a lot of ways to get a hold of it. There's a ton of info. Again, saltwater burns, just bring it up. I'd play the clip over the radio, but it's not quite as convincing. You can do it. You can get on Google. All you people that aren't computer adept, go over to a friend's house and type it in. But yeah, this guy is burning salt water, creating energy. I'll admit that supposedly the frequency that goes into it, the amount of energy to produce that frequency, is more than it actually pumps out. So it's not zero point energy yet. But it's very, very interesting, and I'd like people to go take a look at that. Let's go to Helen in Florida. Helen, are you with us?
Yes, Jason. I'm so glad to meet you. My shortwave's broken down, but I still remembered your number, you and Alex. To the best of my knowledge, there is no candidate that's ever been endorsed by little ETs, extraterrestrials. And these creatures are Matilda and Mumford Rabbit, and they have developed a number of good habits. The latest is the 49th habit, which is Mumford Rabbit has a habit.
All right, we're going to have to let you go because you're talking crazy talk. We don't talk crazy talk on Infowars.com. We don't talk extraterrestrials and Mumford and whatever the hell she was just talking about. You know, I'm trying to be nice to people, but this is a political show. All right, this is not a show about little gray aliens and make-believe fairies and, you know, gold at the end of the rainbow and leprechauns and unicorns, folks. We talk about real issues here and not just nutty space nuts. I mean, the media gets in a huge tizzy a few weeks ago when a guy says he's got a real live space alien on the video. Oh, but we're not going to show you the video. We'll show you the clip, but we're not going to put it out to the public because we're putting it into a documentary to make money. Oh, to make money. And I've got no problem with making money, okay? I am a diehard capitalist myself. I think you have to make money to live. You know, I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not one of these guys that thinks I'm going to live off the earth, all right? But I also give my stuff away for free. Alex Jones gives his stuff away for free because it's important. And a political candidate with the ET. All right. I'm not even going to give it any more attention. Let's go to Skip in California. Skip, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. What an honor to talk to you. I have a few things I just want to throw out there and see if you like any of these suggestions.
Sure. Sure.
One is, I know that you've had Tommy Chong on lately, and I guess apparently from what I hear, Cheech and Chong are getting back together and supposedly you're going to announce it on the show. So I went through some of my old Cheech and Chong tapes, and on the album Big Bamboo, there's mm-hmm. a segment they do called Tortured Old Man. And
hold it right there, because we've got to go to a break, but I'm interested in hearing this. You know, Cheech and Chong's Legends of Comedy, had Tommy Chong on the show twice, hopefully going to get him on with Cheech in the near future. We're taking your calls. It's the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv is where you see the video feed right now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember, folks, if you missed any of it, any of the four jam-packed hours of the Alex Jones Show, first hour, of course, Alex Jones, second hour, myself and Mark Dice, third hour, Jonathan Elinoff from We Are Change Colorado, and now the fourth hour that is being broadcast right now over PrisonPlanet.tv, just taking your calls, seeing what you have to say. I guess I have to weed out through a few crazies, but, you know, that's the nature of the business. You're going to get crazy people in all walks of life. Right now, we are talking to Skip about Tommy Chong and Cheech and Chong, one of their early albums, I guess. You said Old Bamboo? You with us, Skip?
Big Bamboo.
Big Bamboo.
And if ever there were a segment that they made that was made perfect for this show, it would be that clip. And what it is it's like supposed to be a late night TV show. Some guy's asleep and the TV's on, and there's an inquisitor that's trying to get this old man to sign papers saying that he didn't torture him, and get the old man to sign a paper. They put a cigarette out in his eye. It sounds bad, but the way they present it, it makes torture look ridiculous in a humorous but understandable way. You got to hear it, and then you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, yo, send us the MP3. You said it's off of Big Bamboo. What's the title of the track? Maybe we can download it.
Tortured Old Man.
Tortured Old Man. All right, I'll keep it in mind. I thank you for the call, Skip. We got plenty of callers here at the Alex Jones Show. Let's jump to Vinny in New York. Vinny, are you with us?
Yes, Jason. How you doing today?
Good, man.
Appreciate you having me on the call. I've got two subjects here, and hopefully I can get through them quickly. One is chemtrailing, as you know, is happening all over New York, just basically almost every single day. I've contacted the governor twice, the office, no response. I've contacted the DEC commissioner, Pete Granis, with at least five emails, and I forwarded these emails to different people in the movement, as well as Kent Schneider and other people, and no response yet. And, you know, I want some action on this, basically, to investigate that our air is being poisoned. You know, I go outside and there's a gold powder on my car. I know they've been chemtrailing before I even look up in the sky.
Well, Vinny, I can't agree with you more, and the only problem is that this is obviously a federal program that is taking place across the country and probably globally. It's probably really a globalist program. So,
understood.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that your attorney general, you know, New York, David Patterson, the governor, these guys are going to ignore you. What I would suggest is to go to local government, to go to a city council meeting and have your state senator... or run for office as a congressman. Listen, I'm with you, and I like what you've done. I'm just saying that I see it as the only way that we're going to bring this issue to the forefront is through local media, just like they did in California, and local government. And it is a real issue. You know they're poisoning us, Vinny. And I just see those things being ignored. I say take a camera down to your local city council meeting, bring up the subject, and demand that they bring it up with their superiors.
That's what I'm doing right now. I have a local environmental company looking into this, so we have actual documented tests and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is the man's name is Pete Granis, and I give out the email. Just maybe people in New York want to email him just for fun to fill up his email box.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pete Granis, Grannis, at GW, like George Washington, .dec.state.newyork.us. You know, so that was one issue that's really disturbing me, that you can't even go out and it's supposed to be a clear day and there's poison in our air. I was told to do it on a state level because the government isn't going to listen to us, so I figured I'd start there. The other issue is, how about this for an idea? And I don't know, you know, it's been suggested, I'm sure, but have you ever heard of Ithaca Hours?
No, but I've been to Ithaca.
Well, Ithaca Hours is a local currency they use. Wouldn't it be a nice idea if we could all just start using local currency and cut the Fed out of the equation? We don't use your money anymore. We use our own local currency.
Well, that is a great idea, but I would also say that, you know, the way around that is to start investing in silver and gold, and it's pretty easy to get a $20 silver piece. And 9 times out of 10, if you're at a local market and you're not at a Walmart or a big you know, complex. They're going to take that silver, realizing it's hard currency. And I think we just really got to continue to educate the masses that the Federal Reserve banking system is not federal. It is a private corporatized bank that is designed to put us and keep us into debt.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So,
all right,
we're going to continue to pursue this chemtrail activity, though, because I don't want it here in New York State.
I can't stand it. And I got to tell you, up in Oneonta, I see it all the time. I filmed it. They've really put the full court press on in the last 18 to 24 months. And I thank you for what you're doing, because I'd like to breathe some fresh air myself. Let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Jason,
yes.
I think we're missing a really great opportunity here.
Well, hold on. We're about to go to break. You tell me what that opportunity is on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, TV stream right now, prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't, and he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out, and as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. I'm going to be in with you for the remainder of the week. Alex Jones taking some much-deserved time off with his family, a little vacation town, USA. I'm actually going to be going to New York the final week of June for a wedding. One of my best friends from high school is getting married, and you know, she's a neocon. She worked for George Pataki for a little bit, and she just won't listen to me. I'm kind of laughed at. I get a couple calls here and there. I remember she was in Jamaica, and somebody was having a screening of Loose Change, so she gave me a ring. And, you know, she's seen the movie, and she just doesn't want to buy into it. But I'll tell you what, when I go to this wedding, and that's in a couple weeks, she's getting a copy of Endgame. She's getting a copy of Martial Law. She's getting a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. She's getting a copy of Order of Death. She's getting the whole shebango. She's getting a big old stack, you know, and it'll be with the cash I give her. But I hope and I pray that at some point she's going to take a look at this information, and it's going to scare her into awakening. You know, I'm not going to give up on my friends. I'm not going to give up on my family. And I encourage all of you out there to do the same, to keep trying to spread the truth, no matter what the obstacle you face seems like, whether it seems impenetrable, whether you seem like you're so small that you can't have an effect. That's nonsense. We can all have an effect. We can all have a big effect if we want to. And we're talking to Leo in Massachusetts that feels that we've lost an opportunity. What opportunity have we lost out on?
Well, we haven't lost. We're kind of missing the opportunity.
Okay.
With all the gas price rises, why aren't we passing out an address of a website to these people to find out why the gas is going up? And I think this is a striking right at the point of production.
Well, what website would you What website would you endorse?
Oh, I would say, you know, I would create a website called Why Gas Prices Are Up or something like that. Something
hey, man, nothing's stopping you from doing it. Maybe you don't know technologically how to do that, but it's so easy now to get a WordPress site, and it's literally type and publish. And if you want to do it, man, nothing is stopping you from doing that.
But more
and
than
then,
that,
okay, go ahead.
The other idea I want is to see is somebody who really is good at making up a menu. Now, New World Order sounds like it's something like a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we should have, you know, like appetizers and entrees and just desserts and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that would be a nice little YouTube clip, I got to admit, or maybe a nice little PDF pamphlet that we could spread around.
Well, I'm thinking of just put it on a web page somewhere so people can copy it and put it on the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the water cooler is a powerful place if we know how to use it.
No, I agree. Well, that's why I always encourage people to talk to their coworkers, to their friends, to their family, the people that are around. A lot of people know this information, and for some reason, they can't get past the barrier of sharing it with others. They feel like they're going to be ostracized. They're not going to be invited to events. They're going to be looked at funny. Look, I don't care about that stuff. You can look at me funny all you want. I have the truth on my side. And, you know, I've turned some heads, raised some eyebrows, been laughed at many a time. And you just got to have a thick skin, man. This is life or death. This isn't a time to let feelings get in the way. Leo, I thank you for the call. Sorry, I let him go. I apologize. As soon as I say that, they let you go. You know, we can't fit it all in. I encourage him if he wants to do that, because I think that's a great idea. But really what should happen is somebody should be outside of an ExxonMobil or a Texaco with an Infowars.com banner or a PrisonPlanet.com banner under why are gas prices so high? Because this lays it out. This doesn't just show you, you know, why they're gouging you for gas. This shows you how the system works, how the right and left are fake. They're controlled. They're a paradigm. They are putting you into a mindset of believing that you're a Republican or a Democrat or a donkey or an elephant or a conservative or a liberal. It's all bull. It's all there to put you into this two-party system where a third party or a fourth party or another voice does not get to speak, does not get to be heard by the masses. All right, let's take another New York phone call. Let's go to Kirk in New York. Kirk, you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. I just want to say you guys are doing an awesome job. Keep it up. And I'm really looking forward to your and Alex's new film coming out.
Oh, thank you, man.
And just a quick point.
Oh, did we lose him? I think we lost him on his end. I'm sorry, Kirk. I wish we could have talked to you. Yeah, that's right. Remember, 9/11 Truth Rising? Be out the 4th of July.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you're back, Kurt. Okay. Cool. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to make a point. I actually work for an airlines out of LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, you know, since 9/11, just how the security's changed, and it's horrendous.
Now, do you work TSA?
No. Okay. I actually work for an airline.
Okay, so you actually work for the airliner. Now, in your opinion, have you seen anything? And LaGuardia is a big airport, folks. LaGuardia and JFK are two of the largest in the world. Have you seen any evidence that there is a real terror threat? In other words, somebody getting through with some explosives, somebody being detained for being suspicious, and it turns out he did have some kind of connections? Because from what I've heard, and my boy used to work down in LaGuardia with TSA for about 4 years, he told me that anytime anything got through, and it usually would come in parts, like a bomb would come in three parts, and what they would do is they would have a team of like five or six people, but it would always end up being a drill. And they wouldn't let them know it was a drill until they either got through with the materials or they busted them and they were about to detain them. Is that what you found?
I've never seen anything even remotely close to a threat, a problem, anything. In fact, the closest thing I could say that would be a problem or a threat is since the TSA has been implemented into the security system.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have really good people hired through the airlines to do the security. It wasn't invasive, I'm sure you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And now with TSA, it's just a free-for-all.
It really is. It's a power trip almost, you know?
Exactly, and they love it. And really, I mean, they fired really good people. And, you know, no offense, because it's across the board. I've flown all over the place, mm-hmm. and it's just, they find really bad people a lot
of times. It's disgusting.
Not everybody, but...
It's disgusting. They literally hire people that want to get in other people's business, that want to demean other people, that want to go on this power trip. It's a revolving door. There's no qualifications whatsoever. You know, you can get hired off the street as one of these guys. And this is the guy that's going through your bag. Oh, what's this? What's that? I mean, I'm a professional documentary filmmaker. Okay, I go through with a big XL2 in a case. Now, this is obviously a camera. They make me take it out of the box. Then after it's out of the box and it goes through, oh, well, we're going to have to swab it for bomb-making material. I'm like, it's a lens, man. It's a $2,000 lens, and you've got to swab it for bomb-making material? What came up in my profile that gives you the right to do that? What alarm went off? They already throw you through those. I don't know if they've got them in LaGuardia. They got them in Albany, so I would imagine they have them in LaGuardia. But those little machines now that you step in and they puts off those poofs of air to detect, you know, bomb residue or whatever. You got those in LaGuardia?
Seen those in LaGuardia yet, but I'm sure they're on the way. But I do know that there are some, as far as TSA goes, they have put some of the X-ray machines downstairs, the CTX mm-hmm. machines, to where people, you know, they say they're trying to make it easier for passengers to get through quicker. But I've actually worked, and I don't want to say too much, but I've worked mm-hmm. downstairs near these people. And I've seen just crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, let's
stealing
be clear.
Things and, you know, I mean, much
they go
worse,
through but... all your bags now. I get a Homeland Security pamphlet in my bags every single time. I try not to put anything of too much value in a bag because I am worried about thievery. I carry anything of any kind of value that I absolutely need onto the plane with me, even if that makes it so I have to check a bag at the plane, because they encourage you now, oh, it's only one take-on, maybe it's two. American Airlines is now charging you for bags. It's getting out of control, Kirk. I thank you for the call. I really hope we can turn it around, folks, because the tyranny in the airport is just one small piece of the puzzle. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, are you with us? Oh, Fred dropped off. It's too bad. I wanted to talk to him about the biometric wine scanner out of the Philly news there. That's right, folks. Biometric wine scanner. How does that work? What do you mean, wine scanner? Well, they're going to have a nice little place that you prop up. It's going to have your favorite wines. It's going to be kind of like a vending machine, if you will. And it's going to biometrically scan you to see if you're old enough to drink. Now, if you pass all of their qualifications, and you're not drunk, by the way, because you're also going to be taking a breathalyzer. You can't be drunk in buying the wine. I'm sure it's going to be some kind of a ludicrous 0.01 or 0.02 limit. And you're not going to be allowed to buy wine. They're going to ID you right there. They're going to decide whether you're drunk. You're going to blow into a thing. Total slavery, total police state. We got some Florida calls out there. Let's go to Pablo in Florida. Pablo, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging in here.
All right, man. What's up?
Same thing, different day. I almost wanted to tell you about some crazy stuff, but I didn't want to do it on the air. So let's just talk about... You were just talking about how much trouble you were having with your friend up in New York. She's from your high school, and you want to give her the truth.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that when I was 19 or 20 and I came back from my little top-secret stint in the military, I came back to my friends in high school in the Midwest, and I would say to them, I'm almost 50 now, and I'd say, dude, you got no clue. You know, I'm weak at the knees. We're just the most evil country on the planet. It's amazing what we're doing. I had some inside info, and my friends looked at me, who hadn't seen me in a few years, and they said, oh, man, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, and you're the one serving in the military. See, it goes so deep that we don't want to believe that our country could be anything but what we were taught as a kid. You know, we did the Pledge of Allegiance. This is the place where, you know, the American dream, man. Anybody can become president. You can become anything you want to be, and I bought into that. I remember back in 99 when I went to Woodstock there, I was just screaming out how much I love this country. If you didn't like it, get out. Just total jingoism, total ignorance, just no idea about what our real foreign and domestic policy was about. And, you know, I really feel like although 9/11 was super tragic, it really kickstarted the awakening in this country. It's what woke me up. It's what's woken up a lot of my friends. And it continues to wake people up with the help of people like Dennis Kucinich, who are on the House floor now trying to impeach the president and his administration for their actions on and after 9/11.
When somebody wakes up, you know, they get all feverish and crazy, like, oh, my God, I got to tell everybody. This is just the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a little scary. You know, you get a little too vocal with too much truth, and somebody sees you and of the powers that be, and you disappear.
Well, you know, that's a risk all of us run, Pablo, and quite frankly, I just can't live in that kind of fear. I think Dennis Kucinich was dead on when he told Alex that when you talk about these things, and it is scary, and I lost a lot of sleep. I mean, a lot of sleep when I first started getting into 9/11 truth. There were nights that I was just waking up with nightmares, cold sweats, for months at a time. I mean, it really, especially after I saw Road to Tyranny. But like Dennis Kucinich says, a lot of the times the things you fear, you inadvertently bring into your life. And I just got to live with no fear. Pablo, I thank you for the call. I've got to just go day to day. I've got to be positive, you know. Alex always jokes about how I'm so smiley in the studio. It's because I really do enjoy life, folks. I love my life. Even when I was working, you know, 60 hours a week, two separate jobs, and, you know, I saw what was going on in the country and Bush was being reelected, I still loved my life. I still knew there were positive forces in my life. I still knew that I was a free human being. And that I could create my own destiny. We can all create our own destinies. And that's the bottom line. If we get together and we want a country foreign by the people, one with a constitutional government, one that encourages freedom and civil liberties, we can do it together. I promise you. Let's go to Mary in Florida. Mary, are you with us?
Hi. On your program, you covered all the years. Mm-hmm. Constitution, Bill of Rights, Federal Reserve, IRS, UN, HARP, vaccines, mm-hmm. all these topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make, and you believe in analogies, made the points. This friend, I heard it a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
that you're kind of ridiculing what these little creatures, but they're afraid that we're going to blow up their planet along with ours. That was the whole point, and they've covered all these topics. And that was the point, trying to make a strong point, not anything fairy tale whatsoever.
Oh, is this the aliens thing? Oh, my. All right. Thanks for the call. Jeez, man. I can't get rid of these alien people. Come on. Look, I'm not going to pretend like I know the entire universe, but they love it when people try to associate 9/11 truth with spacemen and UFOs. That's what the disinfo folks do. Okay? That's what Popular Mechanics did when I debated them at Democracy Now. They brought up Area 51 and UFOs and Holocaust denial. These are the things they want you to talk about. Listen, there's a reason that the last 20 years our culture has pushed these little gray men with big eyes, okay? I encourage you to go read Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson. He has a whole chapter on it. Now, I don't know if there's life on other planets. I've looked into the UFO thing. I definitely think that there are UFOs. I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're, you know, military aircraft. They come from another dimension. They're a living being. God knows what they are. Okay? I'm not going to pretend to know, but that's garbage, man. I don't want to talk about that on a show when we're trying to save this country. spacemen don't want us to blow up the world. Come on. I don't want us to blow up the world. I'm a real person. I don't want us to blow up the country. I don't want us to implode the country. I don't want us to become slaves inside FEMA camps. That's a real issue. They built those FEMA camps. Okay, they're throughout the country. They've got all these plastic containers that look an awful lot like portable coffins, stacking three bodies on top. That's what worries me. That's what concerns me. And calling in with separate names so you can get your alien agenda point on just pisses me off. All right, we got about 10, 15 minutes left in the show. Remember, you can listen to the entire rebroadcast over at Infowars.com. We're going to be spinning that for 24 hours. Love the Infowars.com, folks. All right, let's go to Rick in Ohio. Rick, are you with us?
I sure am.
All right, man, what's on your mind?
I'm glad I hung in there to talk to you. Listen, I'm calling about the issue Dennis Kucinich is pushing. I'm from Ohio, and he's quite an American hero. I followed him for years, even when he saved a mini light plant, and the bankers got mad at him and virtually tried to destroy the guy. But he saved mini light in Cleveland and saved the taxpayer millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this issue that he's pushing now for impeachment is something I give him a lot of credit for. There was also a congresswoman a number of years ago, which I found out through research, that had tried to do the same thing.
Cynthia McKinney.
Before she retired.
Cynthia McKinney?
And that didn't go anywhere anyway.
Are you talking about Cynthia McKinney? I just want to let you know that she did not retire. She has now been taken out of office twice as a congresswoman out of Georgia. She held basically a 9/11 truth hearing up on Capitol Hill back in, it was either in 03 or 04. Absolutely. Go check out, there's a whole documentary about a lot of it. It's American Blackout. Actually, Cynthia McKinney is in our movie briefly in Loose Change Final Cut. But she's running for president, man, under, I believe, the Green Party. She is still politically active, and she wants to bring it back. She's a great lady. I discussed some big things off camera with her outside of 9/11 Truth. I encourage people to support her. All right, we got one more caller on the other side. Remember, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be here for the remainder of the week. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis. Infowars.com. We'll be back with a final segment after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
All right, folks, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Remember, Alex was in for the first hour today. Second hour, we had Mark Dice on with a little preview of that Mike Reagan show that's going to air tonight. He did a pre-recorded interview where Mike Reagan really just put out the propaganda. He's going to edit it any way he likes. Let's make this story explode. Let's not let Reagan just go off to another country and let it just kind of pass by. No, he threatened to kill us. He threatened to have us shot. He encouraged it. He said he was going to pay for the bullets after we are dead. I'll pay for the bullets. You know, let's put Mark Dice up on a firing squad. That's a great idea. No blindfold. And let's fire away. That's a real good thing to say. I'm real happy for you. I'm real happy that you're encouraging people to get shot. That's nice. You know, I'm not advocating that man be strung up. I'm advocating that man has to go into a court of law. That man has to, you know, face the justice system and do a little time. You know, he should spend 6 months in prison, maybe a year. If something happens to any of us, I really think he should be in prison for the rest of his life. All right, let's take a couple callers on the final segment here. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, are you there?
Hey, Jason.
How you
doing,
Chris?
Doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
And I was going to say a suggestion I had for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is for people who are a little bit skeptical of some of the information, what I try to do is pick something that affects them, like gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle who was a CPA, and I got him The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Nice. Very good book, by the way.
You know, for Father's Day. Yeah, real, real good book. And, you know, I kind of approach it from there, you know.
No, I do the same thing, man. Exactly. Exactly. That's the way to do it. You find common ground. The problem
right.
is that this friend of mine, she was valedictorian. Her father was my student guidance counselor. They think they know it all. You know, they were the rich people in the town. They have this yuppie mentality, this yuppie idea that they're always right. You know, and it doesn't matter what you put out. It's literally going to be something that affects them personally, not just can affect them, you know, like gas prices or this and that. They're going to have their home taken away. They're going to have their car repoed before they start saying, oh, my God, this stuff is real. They're going to have to vaccinate their kid and find out that it's got autism from these vaccinations before they learn. Some people are just that stubborn, and it's not going to stop me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the videos I give her at the wedding, they're going to watch over the next couple months. Maybe they will
plant
have
the seeds.
That's right.
You know?
And if it doesn't, that's okay. That's okay, too, because there's plenty of my friends that I'm going to see at this wedding, too, that it has worked on. You know, another one of my buddies that I'm actually going to be staying with in a hotel, he was the guy I almost joined the military with. We literally went down. We took the ASVAB test together. We were going to join the National Guard together. He ended up joining. I didn't. He ended up going to Iraq. I didn't. He ended up getting blown up. I didn't. You know, he lost hearing in one of his ears. And to this day, even after all the press coverage, and I mean, literally, this kid's like my brother, you know, grew up down the block, baseball, soccer together, everything. And he will not watch Loose Change just in the fear that I may be able to turn his mind around. And he doesn't think he could live with himself with the things that he did in Iraq if he didn't believe 110% in this war on terror.
And Jason,
mm-hmm.
also, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to get a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I know you're saying there were some good second gen ones.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. This is what I suggest you do. There's two places to go. You can either go on eBay if you're willing to just search for a bargain and shop that way, or go to newegg.com. All right. You can literally get a nice 720 by 480 camera right now for under $300, probably a real badass one. And for $100 to $200, you can get one that's not bad, man. So, you know, keep up the fight. Chris, go get a camera. Start posting on YouTube. We can all do that, folks. You know, Alex Jones is an inspiration to me, and he should be an inspiration to you all about the power of one man and what we can do, what we can create, how we can fight tyranny. Remember, the rebroadcast starts in about 30 seconds. Over at Infowars.com, I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be back tomorrow. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless